Well, there's one that I'll give for the first part of the shiur, and I'll give you the shiur the way he said it. Exactly, almost. As close as I can get. And then, I'll go through some pointers on the shiur itself. Okay? All right, but this is the shiur. Today's Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says like this: Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin Lam LeYisrael Shiyu Karim B'Torah B'Rabim B'Shabbos U'B'Sheni U'V'Chamishi B'Shachris. Right, three times a week: Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday in the morning. Kidei Shelo Yishu Shloisha Yomim B'Loi Shmias Torah. All right. And the first thing, the first question that the Rav raised was, why does the Rambam use the phrase B'loi Shmias Torah? B'loi Shmias Torah. He could have said B'loi Lima Torah. B'loi Torah. What's B'loi Shmias Torah? Shmias is something which stands out in Lashon Rambam. Mm-hmm. Why use that phrase? Shlo Yishu, Shlo Shem, B'loi Torah. Talmud Torah. What's Shmias Torah? Shmias Torah has a certain connotation. What is the importance of this term in the Rambam? That's the first question he raised. Okay. That's the first question. Where is the source for this whole, for this thing? And then the Rambam continues. Sorry. Vezra tikein shiukurin kein ben mincha b'chol Shabbos. Yishum yesh ve'kronos. V'gamu tikein shiukurin b'sheni v'chamishi shloisha b'nei odam. V'lo yikru pochais me'asara psukim. So, Takanas Moshe was what? Takanas Moshe was Shabbos, Sheni, v'chamishi. Right? Kriyas HaTorah v'Rabbam. What did Ezra add? What did Ezra add? He added, first of all, mincha on Shabbos. That was one thing he added, right? But secondly, insofar as Shabbos, Sheni, v'chamishi, insofar as Sheni, v'chamishi, he added something else also. What did he add insofar as Sheni, v'chamishi is concerned? He added Shloisha b'nei Adam, and gamu tikin shiukurim b'sheni v'chamishi Shloisha b'nei Adam, v'lo yikru pachais me'asar psukim. So Shloisha Kruim, he was Misakein, and he was Misakein Asar Psukim. That was Ezra's Takana. Moshe's Takana was only one Eila, three Psukim. One Eila, three Psukim. That's one shot in the Gemara. We'll use that shot. One Eila, three Psukim. And Ezra was Misakein that he should have three Eilim in the Torah, and it should be 10 Psukim. Okay. Right? Yeah. Now, what's the source for this? Where's the Rambam source? Where's the Rambam source? The Rambam source is the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Gemara in Bava Kamma. See here? Right. Kamma says like this. Brings in the Gemara of Asar Takanas Tikin Ezra. Pei Beis Manal. So the Gemara says like this. One of the Takanas was Kriyas HaTorah. That's the first one the Gemara brings down. Asar Takanas Tikin Ezra, Shekarim B'milcha B'Shabbos, Shekarim B'Sheni V'Chamishi. So the Gemara says, Shiyu Karim Mincha Shabbos Shmiyash Rekronis. Now, Shiyu Karim B'Sheni V'Chamishi Ezra Tikein. What are you telling me, that this was Ezra's Takana, that they should be Karim B'Sheni V'Chamishi? V'Amei Karav Miskina. The Takana existed before Ezra. Goes back to whom? To Moshe. The Sanyu. Learn the Brisa like this. V'Yelchu Shloshes Yom Bamidbar V'Lei Matzu Moyim. They went 3 days in the desert and they didn't find any water. Right? They didn't find any water. Darshe Rishumay Samru. Those who darsh in the Torah Shabbiksav say, Ein Mayim Ala Torah. Shenemar. Hoy Kol Tzamei Lechula Mayim. Kivan Shehochu Shloishes. The Pasuk Yishayo says, Hoy Kol Tzamei Lechula Mayim. So Mayim represents Torah. So they said, Kivan Shehochu Shloishes Yom B'Lei Torah. Since they went 3 days in the desert without Torah, Nilu. So they became exhausted. Amdu neviim shebeinayim v'tiknu lohem shiyukurim b'shabbos u'mafsikin be'echad b'shabbos v'kurim b'sheni u'mafsikin shlish yirvi v'kurim b'chamishi u'mafsikin erev shabbos kidei shiyolinu gimel yamim b'loi terah. They shouldn't be 3 days without terah. You see, the Lashon HaGemara is b'loi terah. It doesn't say b'loi yishmias terah. Okay, so the Gemara says, so what are you telling me? This was Ezra's Takana. Really, was Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana? So the Gemara says, no, Me'ekara tiknu chad gavra tlasa psuki. So first they were masakin one gavra, three psukim. Inami tlasa gavra tlasa psikor, or perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu's second pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu had three gavras really, but he had only three psukim. Kenek kano him Yisraelim. Also who, Ezra came along, and tikein tlasa gavri, he was misakin three people, vasara psuki, kineger asara batlonim. Kineger asara batlonim.
Okay.
Now the second question that the Rav took up was, what does the asara batlonim represent? What does it mean, kineger asara batlonim? See, Kahanim Levim Yisrael means all of Klal Yisrael. Okay. But what is the Asara Batlanim? What is the Asara Batlanim? Alright, that's question number two. Okay? Now, let's take a look. That was the Rambam source. That's the Rambam source for the Gemara. From the Gemara. Now, let's take a look. The question is, of course, so we have how many questions? Two questions. Shmi Estera, and what else?
Asara Batlanim.
Alright, now he asks the third question. Third question is, why was it really that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein only three psukim, and then Ezra was misakein ten psukim and three gavras? Alright? That's the third question. Why was it that way? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu could have been misakein also ten. What was Moshe Rabbeinu? Why was he only misakein this much? Why was Ezra, how does Ezra's takana work out precisely and Moshe Rabbeinu's takana work out? Why was it that way? Okay, that's the third question. Now let's take a look at the Rambam in same Rambam Halacha Yud. I gave you that one, right? Right. Okay. No. Perek it off Halacha Yud.
No.
Perek it base. I'm sorry, Halacha Yud. The Rambam is like this. Mimais Ezra, from the days of Ezra. Nogu sheheshom turgamon metargem lo'om ma shehakere karabatera kadesh yavinu inyan advar. From the days of Ezra on, they were noeg, the minig was that they had a meturgamon who would be metargem the Torah. Vakere kere pasuk echad bovad v'sheisei gachi targem asein haturgamon v'chayzev kere pasuk sheini v'ena kere shalikas meturgam yesu pasuk echad. Okay, so how was their Kriyas Torah different than the Kriyas Torah that we have? Their Kriyas Torah was that the Balkar, the Oilel Torah would read one Pasuk, right? They didn't have Balkar then either. The Oilel Torah would read one Pasuk, and then the Meturgam would be Metagim, would read the Tirgam of that Pasuk. Okay. Fine. Where is the source for this? Where is the source for this halacha, the Ram's halacha? Where is the source for this halacha? Where is it? It's the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah. What does the Gemara Megillah say? The Gemara Megillah says, let me go in. Let's look at this. The Pasuk in Nehemiah. Vayikru, it's a Gimel Amad Aleph. Vayikru b'sefer teres ha'olakim mefarash, v'sayim seichel, vayavinu b'mikra. This Pasuk refers to the Kriyas HaTorah took place in by Ezra. From this, from those Pesukim over there, the Gemara learns how many halachas in regard to Kriyas HaTorah. Okay. One of them is shtika. Shesaim secho ve'avina b'mikra. So the Gemara says, "Va'yikru b'sefer Torah solakim zem mikra." That they read in the sefer. What does it mean? See, the pasuk says like this. That wasn't Rosh Hashanah, by the way. That happened in Rosh Hashanah. So they were reading the Torah till Chatzais Hayom. So it says that va'yikru b'sefer Torah solakim mefirash. It's a funny pasuk. Mefirash v'sayim secho ve'avina b'mikra. What does all this mean? I mean, they read the Torah. That's all. So Chazal said like this, Vayikru b'sefer Torah solakim zem mikra. They read the Sefer Torah, that meant simply Kriya. Mefirash zet tirgum. V'sayim seichel elo apsukin. That means you know where to stop. Seichel, cry seichel, know where to stop in the pasuk. V'sayim seichel, and they put place, seichel. Vayavinu b'mikra elu piskei taimen. Vayavinu b'mikra is the trap. Okay. So that really constitutes what Kriyas HaTorah is, right?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. HaTorah really is Kriya. Then the halacha and how do you lay in? You have to know where to stop in the pasuk, because if you don't stop in the right place, it lacks in Kriya, right? And trap is halacha in Kriya, and tirgum that summarizes that pasuk summarizes all the whole entity of Kriyas HaTorah. Okay. That's the source for the fact that what? That you need Tirgum by Kriyas HaTorah. Right? But of course, there's one question. What's the one question on the Rambam? What's the question on the Rambam? What's the question on the Rambam? Halacha Yud, Mimos Ezra Nogu Shehe Shem Turim Mitagim Lo'om Masha Kare Kare Batar Kedei Shehevinu Inyan Advarim. What's the kashi you guess on the Rambam? What? Ezra. This pasuk is from Nehemiah. Ezra Nehemiah. This was a story by Ezra when Ezra made the Kriyas HaTorah. That was Ezra's Kriyas HaTorah took place in Rosh Hashanah. So I thought many halachas are going to die from that area. All the hukas Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara shows you that from this pasuk you have all the components of a kriya. Vayikra v'sef teretz alakim v'fayrosh v'sayim seichel v'yavina b'mikra. Right? So those are the factors involved in Kriya Torah. Fine. That's where the Rambam gets that not only does Kriya include what? The actual Kriya and stopping in the right place in the Psukim. And also the Trup. But what else does it include? It also includes Tirgum. But there's one question you could ask on the Rambam.
What's
the
question? Well,
did he talk
something? What? Oh, even stronger. Listen to the Lashon Rambam. Rambam's like this. Mi'emais Ezra Nogu She'esham Tirgumon.
What's Nogu?
What's Nogu? What do you mean Nogu? It's a halacha like every other halacha. That pasuk tells you what the constituents of Kriyas HaTorah is, right? So Kriyas HaTorah consists of stopping in the right place, reading the Torah, right? Stopping in the right place, Tirgum, and the Truk, right? Oh, so what do you mean, Nogu? Why does the Rambam say Nogu? Nogu means it's only a minig. Only a minig means it's not the... What does it mean if it's only a minig? Only a minig means what? What's the implication when the Rambam says only a minig? What's the halacha? So he formulates what the halachas are. Ramam Aleph and Beis and Gimel Ein Karim B'Torah B'Tzibur Pachs Me'asar Anashim Gedolim B'nei Charim. Right? You must have Asar, you must have a minion. Ein Karim Pachs Me'asar Psukim. Why is Ein Karim Pachs Me'asar Psukim? Why? Because less than 10 Psukim Tekanis Ezra. Right? Vayadah Bar Leminyan. Okay, well, you are Karim Pachs Mishloish Anashim. You can't call up less than 3 people. Why? Tekanis Ezra. Right? Okay. The Ramam should have said Ve'ein Karim B'li Tirgum. Same thing. So obviously, why did the Rambam wait for Halacha Yud to bring in Tirgum? Because Tirgum is not part of the Etzem Takona of Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, if I'm missing one of these factors over here, if I'm missing Shlesha Kriyim, then it's not a Kriyas HaTorah. If I'm missing Tem Psukim, then it's not a Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Without a minion, it's not a Kriyas HaTorah. However, if I'm missing what? Tirgum, it is a Kriyas HaTorah. The only thing is that I failed to fulfill the minig. What does it mean, minig? What does minig mean? It means that the Hidur mitzvah is lacking. The Kiyum B'Shleim Musa, the Hidur. There was an extra, an additional Kiyum that Ezra added. You're missing an additional Kiyum. Fine. But Kriyas HaTorah was a Yaitse? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's clear. That's clear. Okay? Now, where does the Rambam get this from? The Rambam really gets it from, the Rav said he got it from, he gets from a Yerushalmi. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says that Tirgum is not Ma'akev. The Tirgum is not Ma'akev. That's what the Yerushalmi said. So since the Yerushalmi said Tirgum is not Ma'akev, what does it mean it's not Ma'akev? It means if you have Kriyas HaTorah without Tirgum, it's good. And also, Tor by Tirgum, let's say, by Kriyas HaTorah, if the Baal Kara makes a mistake and you don't make him go back, so it's not a Kriya. It's not a Kriya. So, but by Tirgum, if the Tirgum makes a mistake, Halacha is, he doesn't have to go back. Why? Because it's not Makev. It's not Makev. So Tirgum is Halacha, that Tirgum is not Makev. So the Rambam said, that's why the Rambam, when he saw the Yerushalmi, he knew right away that you have to pull out Tirgum from the rest. Because from the Gemara, Megillah, they're all on an equal level. Tirgum is the same as Kriya, and Kriya consists of all the requirements, so Tirgum is also on there. But the Yerushalmi says the what? That Tirgum is not Ma'akev. If Tirgum is not Ma'akev, so it must be Nogu, right? Oh. So therefore, so the Rav asked the question really, he says the question should be lodged against the Yerushalmi. Why did the Yerushalmi, it's not the Rambam, the Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi, but why did the Yerushalmi pull out Tirgum and say that Tirgum is not Ma'akev? The other things are Ma'akev. Okay, you understand? Halachavav. He brings it down. Korah v'toa filu b'diktuk ois achas machzirin. I say that's right in place. Because first it tells you what the major takana is, and then how you read. Ain't a korah v'tera shalikris v'tera chiyachalon and piatzibah. How you read? Korah v'toa filu b'diktuk ois achas machzirin. I say The Ram does mention it. Machzir Nesem. Machzir Nesem means if a person makes a mistake in the Kriya, so it's like in Kriya. Afilu bediktuk oisachas. So Machzir Nesem actually Kriya bediktuk. Reb Chaim said that the Rambam holds, the Ram Shita was, diktukal, you have to go back. Even Shrap. Even Shrap. Point to Ram, even Shrap. You don't want also like. That's right. Chaim had a special bakara for himself. That he knew that this guy wasn't embarrassed to go back. Because otherwise, you're not supposed to, go, since we paskin not like the Rambam. So therefore, we don't have to go back to Shrap. So you shouldn't embarrass the guy, because I'll be doing, you know, there's only one there. But the Reb Chaim knew that this guy, and also the Reb Chaim knew that this guy didn't care. So he had this bakar. He used to always correct him in trouble. After the details, he gets back to Tirgum. Right? If it was part of the essence of the Takana, it would definitely be in the beginning. There's no question about that. But you don't even need that raya. That's obvious. But the Ram says, Nagu. Nagu means only a mimic. And if Tor by Tirgum was Talacha, Tor by Tirgum is Yaitzim. Okay, that takes care of that. Now comes one of the most powerful kashas.
The source is the Nirushalmi, that it took
source from Nirushalmi. It's a really astounding kasha. So you take a look over here and what happened over here in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Gimel. So it's an unbelievable thing. I mean, it's something that is so glaring, but you just don't see it. And when you see it, how unbelievable it is. Aleph, Ram says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Olam Yisrael. What was Moshe Rabbeinu Misakin? What was he Misakin? He was Misakin three psukim, one gavra, right? What was Ezra Misakin? Three gavras and ten psukim. What is Ram saying in Halacha Gimel? What's the kashbarim?
Why are you changing the color?
Why are you changing? No, that's okay. He can expand the Kriya. What's wrong with that? Ezra could be Bezdin could always be Maisif on the Takana. Yeah. Then he could do, why not? All the time Takana. There's no problem there. There's no, Ezra has a right. Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin one and Ezra expanded it. That's fine. That's always
a problem.
The kasha that he asked was that the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, Ein Kairin B'Tera B'Tzibur B'Pachas Me'asara Anashim G'dalim B'nei Kairin. Fine. Vein Kairin Pachas Me'asara P'sukim. You can't read less than 10. That means, let's say, for instance, you have a Bal Kairi that can only read 3 P'sukim. What's the Halacha? Could you have you have one Kairi, one Eilu L'Tera, and you want to read 3 P'sukim. You only have one person who can be an Eilu L'Tera. Everybody else can't make the brachas. You have thousands of reasons why. Right? So are you allowed to lay in Kriya Satera? No. Everybody knows that. You can't learn with less than 3, right? It's Halacha Yadua. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana? There you can. 3 psukim, 1 oila, right? How could Ezra come along and be ma'akir Takanas Moshe? Being to add, to expand to Takanas Moshe, that's all the time that way. But the Din can always expand. Mm-hmm. But to be akir a Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu Beis Dinai, that's impossible. That's impossible. Why? Because Halacha is Ein Bezdin Yechon Levatel. That was the Bizdiri Bezdin Chaveroi, Elein King Godel Mimeno, Bechachmo Dominion. Bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to find. That was the greatest, right? Moshe Rabbeinu Bezdin, he can't be, could never be surpassed. So therefore, the kasha is, how could Ezra come along and be Mevatel Takanas Moshe? Takanas Ezra. But let me count Takanas Moshe. Takanas Moshe didn't require a 10 psukim, right? So why? What right did Ezra have to come along and tell me that I should not be Mekayim Takanas Moshe to nullify Takanas Moshe? That's impossible. He could add. Ezra can make another Takanas. It'll come out that when a person goes to Lane, he has two questions in his mind. Should I be Mekayim Takanas Moshe and Takanas Moshe in Ezra? Or could I be Mekayim? If I can Mekayim both, fine. But if I can't be Mekayim both, let me at least be Mekayim Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Rambam says no. That if you don't have 3 gavras and you don't have 10 psukim, then you can't lane. So that means that he was mevatel completely Takanas Moshe. That's impossible.
What about?
And I saw psukim is never mesakim. Comes out there, Ezra comes along with mevatel Takanas Moshe. Powerful kasha, huh?
Yep.
Powerful kasha. All right. That's the end of the kashas.
That's the end of the first day.
The first kasha will not be answered until tomorrow's year. But today's year we'll take care of the first kashas. Okay? Now it goes to another area. The inyan of the mitzvah of Torah Shebiksav and the mitzvah of Torah. Everybody has the kashas, right? You have the kashas list? The first one was what? Shmias Torah. Second one was what? Sobat Lana. Third one was? Tirgum. What about Tirgum? Why is it only a minute? And also, why was Ezra Misakin the way he was and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Misakin that way? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu could have also done that way. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu Misakin? Well, you need two people to come along, Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra. They're both in the same inyan, so Moshe should have done the Takanas Ezra already. That's three. What else? Tirgum Make. Four kashas. Why is Tirgum different than anything else? Okay.
Why is
the Yishalmi, kasha on the Yishalmi, right. And then the fifth kasha was the Yahav Mashir Benefit. How has it been involved with the Kanas Mashir? Okay. Now we'll go to another area. Question is the Indian, what's the Indian of Tarsha Biksav and Tarsha Rapah? So the Rav said like this. He quoted from a pasuk in Mishpatim. It says, Vayikach Meshe Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Bo'ozne Ha'am. You know what that is? That's in the end of Mishpatim. So Rashi says that that whole parsha really happened before Shavuos. It happened before Matan Torah, because that was Kabbalah Samitzvahs. And that Rashi says that they read from Bereishis to Mishpatim. They read from Bereishis to Mishpatim over there. So that was before Kabbalah Samitzvahs. All right. So the Rav says, why does it say Vayikra Bo'ozneham? Why does it say Bo'ozneham? So, what does he say? He says it like this. It should have said Lifneham. What's the implication of Bo'ozneham? So the Rav said like this. He said there's a different connotation between Ozneham and Lifneham. Ozneham means only Shmia, not understanding. Lifneham means to explain. Veil HaMishpatim, he didn't bring this right, but I'm wrong. Veil HaMishpatim HaShatasim Lifneham. The Rashi says it, if I'm not mistaken, he says he should explain it.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, even though I have one case of Ozneham where it says, Dabrina Bo'ozne Paro, it means really explain. Alright. But anyways, this way. Okay. So, Vayikra Bo'ozne Ha'am. Bo'ozne Ha'am means only Shmia. Okay. What? That was Dabrina. Yikra is different. Okay. Anyway, so it doesn't say Lifneham, but it says Bo'ozneham. So the Rav said the difference is like this, that Lifneham means explanation. Ozneham means only Shmia. Alright. Why only Shmia? What does it show you? It shows you one thing. That what? That in Teresh Biksav, Kriya alone without understanding is a Kima Mitzvah. Right? In other words, if the person will read Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz and he will not know what it means, he just reads it, it's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. If a person will read Ne'em HaSaikaren Es HaShema Bi'arvis and he doesn't know what it means, it's no Mitzvah. Why? Because that's the difference between Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh Bal Peh. In Teresh B'Ksav, the very Kriya alone is a Mitzvah. In Teresh Bal Peh, Kriya alone isn't a Mitzvah. What is the mitzvah in Teresh Bal Peh? Understanding. Okay. The Raya.
You mean that?
Yeah, he says the Raya is from Hakel. Because by Hakel it says Hakel was once in 7 years. On the eighth year, so in Chagasukos, so the Melech would read from a Bima or Shalates in the Zora. And the whole Om would listen. Dabana Tzin Vayelach. Right? So it says, Rabbi Loz Mazai says, Noshim Anoshim Boim Lumaid, Noshim Boim Lishmoya. So you see that Shmi is a Kiyum. Mm-hmm. And Hakel is not halacha just in Hakel. Hakel is halacha in Kriyas HaTorah, Bechlau. Because what was the mitzvah of Hakel to get together? The whole Om would get together, right? And then they would read. There was Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, Lefnei Kol Om. They read the Sefer Dvarim. So you see that by Teresh B'Ksav, Kriya alone is enough, because the Gemara says that Anashim Ba'im Lumad, Anashim Ba'im L'Shmaya. So you see, Shmi alone is a Kiyum, right? Okay. But there's even another Raya. And the last raya is from Megillah. The Gemara says like this.
Where?
The Gemara says, you didn't give it's in the second parak. It's in the second parak. He didn't say where. I know it's in the second parak. Le'ez sheshama ashuris is yata. The Gemara says in the second parak had a lane. So the Gemara says that if the Gemara says like this, that if you're a foreigner, the Megillah can be read in any language. So if you're a Frenchman, you read the Megillah in French, yaitza. But if you're a wife, if you're provided you understand French. Let's say you're an American and you read it in French. Somebody reads it in French and you hear it, you don't understand it, you're not yeshua, right? But let's say, for instance, you're an American that doesn't understand the Lashon HaKodesh. And you go to shul and you hear the Megillah. You hear every word of the Megillah, you don't understand what's going on. Are you yeshua? Yes. Lo yeis sheshama ashuris is yatsa. Right? Lo yeis sheshama ashuris is yatsa. Why are you, so what do you see from this? What do you see from this? That Shmi alone, in regard to Kisvei Kodesh, is enough. Is enough. Okay? Shmi alone is enough. Yeah? That shows you that you don't have to have Havana. That Kriya alone is enough. And. That has to do. Why Nayetz if it's not wise? Because you see, the halacha is like this. The halacha is one pshat. The halacha is that really the mitzvah is kriyas and megillah, but there's a matir of tirgum. But in other words, a separate halacha that tirgum also is good. But tirgum is only if you understand. If you don't understand, it's not tirgum. So it's neither. See, it's not that tirgum equals kisvei kodesh. You see, the halacha is you can read it in the original or through tirgum. Second process. Now tirgum is only if you understand. If you don't understand, it's not tirgum. So you have nothing. But if you read it in the original, that's the mitzvah kriya. It doesn't matter. See, okay. But regardless, the fact remains, you see clearly that what? That if you don't understand it, it's enough. And this isn't halacha only in Megillah, it's halacha in all Kisvei Kodesh. It's halacha in all Kisvei Kodesh. If it works by Megillah, it works by anything. So you see that in Teresh HaBiksav, there is no need for Havana, for understanding. But as long as what? As long as there's Shmiah, that's good enough. Okay. What about Teresh HaBalpeh? Teshuvah Peh is not so. Teshuvah Peh, the halacha is that you must have Havana. You must have Havana. If you don't have any Havana, then it's worthless. The person who reads Mishnayos and doesn't know what he's talking about is worthless. And for Raya for that, he brought a Rashi in the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara Brachos on the base. Agras, different schars that a person gets. So the Gemara shows that many times, like, people don't understand what the essence of the thing is. So the Gemara says, Agra to Pirka, what's the schar that a person gets for going to hear somebody give a shiur? So Rashi says, Iker kibol schar abriyeh saratzim l'shmaya drashim epi chacham. The main schar that people get when they go to hear the drush from the chacham is schar hamarutza, the fact of running, that they run to the drasha. Sharei ruba meina mavinim lahamid girsa. See, most of them don't understand what lahamid girsa means, to know what the correct what the correct shot is. V'loy mashmu mipi rabban lachar zman sheikablu schar limud, to be able to say over shmu from the Rebbe after an extended amount of time, in order that they should be able to get schar. You see? So what does Rashi say? Rashi could have interpreted the Gemara. The Gemara meant that one of the things that they get is, they, besides learning, they get schar for running. But Rashi says, no, they only get schar for running. Why do they only get schar for running? Why do they only get schar for running? Why? What? Because they don't understand Teresh HaBalpeh. So what do you see that in regard to Teresh HaBalpeh? There's no kiyum at all if there's no understanding. That's why they only get the schar for what? For running. But they don't get the schar for learning. Why? Since they don't understand Teresh HaBalpeh. Teresh HaBalpeh is different than Teresh HaBiksav. Teresh HaBiksav, there's a kiyum just for the Shmiya, for Kriya, right? Kriya. But in Teresh HaBalpeh, the kiyum, the mitzvah in Teresh HaBalpeh is only what?
Right.
Is only understanding. So therefore, all these people, they go to the Shir, but they don't understand what the Shir is. So therefore, they get nothing except the fact that they went. That's schar for chib of mitzvah. But not for the maisa mitzvah itself they're lacking. That's something though. The Gemara says something. Guess what? Rashi really defines what understanding is. An interesting thing. As Rashi says, Iker kibul schar abrius aratz mashmei drush pichacham he schar amrutza shehare rubam eino mevinim lahamid girsa veloyma shmua mipi rabban laachazman. See, Rashi says, according to Rashi, really, I mean, we always know when the yeshiva always say that if you can't explain it, that means you don't understand it, right? Rashi says that, but even more, he adds something. He says, not only if you can't explain it, do you not understand it, but if you can't explain it, lachazman, you don't understand it. See? Now, Rashi doesn't mean lachazman. Rashi's not talking about the memory factor. Rashi means lachazman. It means that sometimes a person has a bashas maisa, he has it. You know, he can say it over right away. But a day later he can't. Now, why he can't say it over a day later is not because his memory's weak. See? Not because his memory's weak.
My fingers are pretty weak.
Yes! Of the subject matter. Right? Maschu Agra the Pirka. Okay? So that if you can't explain, a lot of times people think, in a lot of places learning is just a matter of a person has a certain feeling that he understands something. That's learning. That's not Havana at all. I feel I got it. That doesn't mean anything. If you can't explain what you got and what you didn't got before, it's just the feelings. And so it'll explain clearly what the ideas are, and not only that, but Rashi is Lachazman. Lachazman. Okay. So at any rate, you see that what? In Teresha Baal Peh, you see that Teresha Baal Peh, the mitzvah is understanding. And if there's no understanding, then there's no Teresha Baal Peh. Okay. Now, let's see. Rashi is an interesting Rashi in the Fahim and Aleph, where the Gemara brings down. God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll give you three things. Luchai so even vatera vamitzvah. So the Gemara says, Luchais elu aseres adibris. Torah zem mikra. Vamitzvah zum mishnah. Okay? So there's three things over there. Luchais even vatera vamitzvah. Right? So there's three things. There's Luchais even is the aseres adibris. Haterah is what? Is the sefer Torah. And mitzvah is Torah Shabbat Peh. That's mishnah. Mishnah is Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi says, when the Gemara says zem mikra, he says, Chumish, Shemitzvah Likreis Batera. What does Rashi say there? It's a mikra, of course, Chumish. So Shemitzvah Likreis Batera. What does Rashi say in Shemitzvah Likreis Batera? That the mitzvah is, in Teresh B'Ksav, what's the mitzvah?
Kriyalon.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's established beyond a doubt. That Teresh B'Ksav, the mitzvah is Kriya. And Teresh Baal Peh, the mitzvah is Havana. Okay. One second, hold on. Now we say, let's say if a person reads Bereshis Bara Lakim as a Shemayim Vesaretz, right? Bereshis Bara Lakim as a Shemayim Vesaretz, and he doesn't understand it as a Kima mitzvah, right? Okay. But what if he does understand it? Is his Kima mitzvah the same as he who does not understand it? So here the Rav said he doesn't think so. He holds that in Teresh B'Ksav there are two kiyumim. In Teresh B'Ksav there's a kiyum of kriya in Teresh B'Ksav, right? And then besides that there's another kiyum which it shares with Teresh Baal Peh, namely Havana, understanding. Okay?
Why isn't it possible?
Pasuk Vayelach. It says like this. Pasuk Vayelach, it says, So it says Sima b'fihem means Kriya. Sima b'fihem means to read it. But Le'ed means for a Raya. That's only understanding. That's a without understanding is no Raya. So therefore he said that from that pasuk in Vayelach you see that there's two kiyumim. There's a kiyum in Teresh B'Ksav of Kriya alone, and there's a kiyum in Teresh B'Ksav of what? of Havana. So it comes out that Torah Shebikzav in one aspect shares with Torah Shebaalpeh, namely that there's Havana, right? But there is in Torah Shebikzav something which there is not in Torah Shebaalpeh, which is Kriya Lamed. Everybody understand? Everybody follow so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, yeah. Also another language, because you're missing the, because Targum makes a few changes. What's your amount? Targum makes a few changes. A couple of changes. What's the big difference? The answer is that's the minimum shear. Anything less than that is not a problem. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu, when it entered Moshe Rabbeinu's mind to be Misak and Kriya Satera, right? He was confronted with two possibilities. Namely,
should I be
Misakane? Should I be Misakane?
Kriya part
of
it?
Kriya.
Or
right.
Should I institute it in Havana?
Should I institute Havana also? Right? Okay. Now, which one did he choose?
Kriya.
Kriya alone. Kriya. But not what?
Havana.
But not Havana. Okay. But not Havana. What's the right that he didn't choose Havana? What's the right I didn't choose Havana?
Shmir. Shmir. Hmm?
Yeah, that was the kasha. But what's the raya? Because if you would have chosen what? If you would have chosen the mitzvah Havana, then he would need a turgamon. Then he'd have to have the turgamon. Right? Because in order to have Havana, how can you have Havana without understanding what we're talking about? So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu would have had to have Tirgum. But did Moshe Rabbeinu, was he Misak in Tirgum?
No.
No? Since he was Misak in Tirgum, right? So you see, he was Misak in only what? Only Kriya, Shmiya. That's why it's good what the Rambam says, that what? That Shelo Yelchu Shloshu Yomim Beli Shmiya Satara. Okay? Beli Shmiya Satara. Because the whole definition of Takanas Moshe was just Torah Shebikzav. On what level, Torah Shebikzav? On what level? Just on the level of Kriya. Okay? Yeah. More than translation. Tirgum is understanding. Because Varaya, if you don't have Tirgum and you translate it, you're not Yaitzei. There's a mitzvah Mirabon of Shnayim Mikrachatargum. There's a mitzvah Mirabon every week. You have to go for Shnayim Mikrachatargum. So you must go through the Tirgum. Now let's say a person uses another translation. It would be good if he used the other translation, provided that whenever the Targum changes, he changes also in his translation. No, Halacha has to be in Aramaic. See? But it must be the exact same thing. Why? Because Tirgum is Pirush. That's why it doesn't matter they knew Hebrew. Of course they knew Hebrew. It says Leshinu Leshenim by the Mitzrayim. So they knew Hebrew. You're right. But knowing Hebrew doesn't make you a Talmud Chacham. Doesn't make you it's not Torah. That's not Hebrew. Fine. But the Torah, you have to understand specifically what the Torah means in certain expressions. And if you don't know what those expressions mean, you can know what the word means, but that's not Talmud Torah. Right? Okay. That's not Havana. Okay. Now, the question is like this. Now we ask another question. This question is like this. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu require Limud? Okay? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu require Limud and Hesber? Why didn't he make that requirement? And how come it is that in Torah Shebikzav there's a kiyum of Kriya alone, without any understanding? Doesn't seem to make sense. Why should it be the way that by Torah Shebikzav alone, there's a kiyum of Kriya alone without any understanding? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now for this, he went to Rambam and Hilchos Tum. You understand the question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu in the Sakein Limud, right? And also, why is it that there's a kiyum of Kriya alone? So he went to Rambam and Hilchos Tum. Rambam's Tum. Perek Dalet Alach Chafei. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Almost the last Alach on Perek Dalet. Before we go to the Rambam, one more question before we go to the Rambam. Okay? Yeah. Let's take a look at the Gemara Bava Kamma again. What was the story in Gemara Bava Kamma? What did Gemara Bava Kamma say? Gemara Bava Kamma says, tells us a story. It says that Vayel Chushlos Yom Bami Bavalei Matzum Moyim, they didn't find any water. Dor Shirashum Ois Amru Ein Mayim Ala Torah Shinema Haikotzom Lechol Amayim Kivan Shal Chushlos Yom Bala Torah Nilu. They became exhausted. Of course, it doesn't mean physical exhaustion. Amdu Nevim Shebenayim V'tiknu Lem Sheyukarim B'Shabbos Mafsikim Bechah B'Shabbos Karim B'Sheni. Hold them over there. The Rav asked one question in that Gemara. What's the question? Really good question. Basic question.
What's the question?
The Gemara is telling you why Moshe Rabbeinu was misaken the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Right? So what does the Gemara say? Why was he misaken?
Because he came so
he's
going
to
make the
Kohanim,
so just
hearing
the words...
No, that's not... You're right. That's really the other question. You're right. That's the other question. No, a better question. A more basic question. Question is, why did he have to... What did he have to do that for? If he wanted in the second Kriyas HaTorah, Talmud Torah, Vishinam Tam Levanecha. Vishinam Tam Levanecha. Means a mitzvah saseh midaraisa of Talmud Torah. Imachliv, a person is always machliv, like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't notice. He has to wait till they're going in the desert. Then they become exhausted, and then he says, "Now I'll be misaken the Talmud Torah." I mean, what kind of a thing is this? It's a mitzvah, same as a rice, with the Talmud Torah connected kulam. What's bigger than that? So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to wait for this incident to take place in order to be misaken the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? Okay, good question.
No.
Okay. What? Misaken Kriya alone without Hesber and Limud, right? All right. Doesn't matter the order of the question. And why is it that in Teresh B'Ksav alone there is a Kiyum of Kri without understanding? But then he's asking another question on the Gemara. The Gemara says, why was he Misakein? Why was he Misakein? That's the nature of Takana itself. But what was the motivation for the Takana? The motivation for the Takana was what? Because of the story, the incident that took place. I mean, why did Moshe Ben have to wait for such an incident to take place? He knows there's a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, so get up there and be Misakein that you must learn, and you must learn Torah. Right? Must learn Torah. Ah, it's true. If it wasn't for the incident, it wouldn't have been 3 days. Say, good. Okay, so you should have met every day in Echonami. What's the 3 days? Why is it tied into this incident? It's a funny story. The Gemara has to tell you a story in order to know why Moshe Rabbeinu was misaken, because a certain incident took place. Talmud Torah connected Kulam. What's more important than Talmud Torah? You have to learn Torah all the time. Okay.
You think you should have been talking to
them? The Kiddush of Tefillin is very great. As long as tefillin is on a person's head and his arm, who onav v'yirei shamayim, he's humble and he has yirei shamayim. Ve'ina nimshach b'schok, and he's not drawn after laughter. U'besicha b'teila, nonsensical talk. Ve'ina imahara machshavis rois, and he doesn't think of bad thoughts. Ela mafane liboi b'divrei ha'emes v'tzedek, but his mind is open to the truth. His mind is open to the truth. Excuse me. Lishtadel liyason olav kol hayayim. Therefore, a person must try to make sure to wear tefillin all day long. Shemitzvasan kachi, because that's the mitzvah. Amar olav arav talmidas rabbein akodesh shekol yom of laru shaholach arbamas b'lay ter b'lay tzitzis b'lay tefillin. Okay. Now the rav asked one question. He said, what is the Rambam saying? It's a Tarta de Sasri in the Rambam. The Rambam says, in one hand, he says, She mitzvah and kachi. Mitzvah and kachi means this is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, you should wear it all day long. That's the mitzvah. So if that's the mitzvah, so what does Rambam have to give this explanation for? That the Kaddish is so great, and that he makes him an onav, and Yirei Shemayim, he's not Nimshech B'schoy, he can Sichah B'Telo. I mean, what is the Rambam to have all the explanation? That's the mitzvah. And Lulav is going to give a similar explanation. Why have to do it in Tilas Lulav? I mean, every mitzvah will tell you what it does for you. I mean, that's philosophy. That belongs to the mind of Lulav. Why is it, what's it doing in Yad HaChazak over here? You see? And if you're going to tell me that the Rambam is just telling you in Eitz HaTova, that this is the way Tfilm will make a person an onav Yirei Shemayim and all those other qualities, right? Fine. But then he shouldn't say Shemitzvah and Kachi. That's not the mitzvah. That's an Eitz HaTeva. Tefillin is a mitzvah. You have to do mitzvah tefillin. But I'll tell you something else about tefillin. Tefillin has additional benefits. Makes a person none of Yirei Shemayim. So therefore you should wear tefillin all day long. Fine, that's an Eitz HaTeva, but don't say Shemitzvah and Kachi. Shemitzvah and Kachi means that's the mitzvah. You know what I mean? It's tied to the Sasri. If that's the mitzvah, then I want you an explanation for it. If it's an Eitz HaTeva, then I don't say that's the mitzvah. It's an Eitz HaTeva. The mitzvah is putting on tefillin. But I'll give you another eight so that you can get it. Another advantage of putting on tefillin. The benefit. Fine, very nice. But don't tell me that's the mitzvah. It's attached to the sasri. Right? So the refs are like this. He says what the Rambam means is as follows. The Rambam means that there are two separate kiyumim in tefillin. See, in one respect, tefillin is similar to kolam mitzvahs. Like in Tilas Lulav, there's a maisa hanochas tefillin. That's one kiyum. That's one kiyum. But there's a second kiyum of tefillin. What's the second kiyum of tefillin? The second kiyum of tefillin is a kiyum in the gabra. What does it mean, Akim and the Gavra? How would you define it? What does it mean, Tfilin is Akim and the Gavra? One is Tfilin like every other mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah. But there's another aspect of Tfilin. What's the other aspect? That Tfilin is Akim and the Gavra. What do you mean it's Akim and the Gavra? Well, no, define halachically. What does it mean, you're Akim and the Gavra? What does it mean, Tfilin is Akim and the Gavra? What does it mean? Or should be melubash tefillin. The gavra should be wearing tefillin. You see, one aspect of the halacha is that the gavra should be meniach tefillin. Should be meniach tefillin. The second halacha is that the gavra should be meuter b'tefillin. Meuter b'tefillin. That's why the Rush, before he'd make Eitz Yisrael with Safara, he put on tefillin. Why? Because tefillin is an atara. So one halacha is the gavra should do a ma'isa of hanachas tefillin. That's the act of hanachas tefillin. That's one thing. But there's a separate kim in the gavra, and the gavra should be mu'uter b'tefillin. Because tefillin is an ateris. Ateris. Right? The tefillin is ateris. Oh. That's why Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's two brachas on the shalosh. One bracha is laniach, and the other bracha is al mitzvahs. Why is al mitzvahs? So Rabbeinu Tam says, learn from pasuk. Because says the shalosh is a separate kim. So what does it mean? That people will see that the Shem Hashem is Nikra Alecha the Yoram Mecca. What does it mean, the Yoram Mecca? They'll see that you're a different kind of person. You see? So a person who wears tefillin means it represents a different kind of individual. A person that's wearing tefillin, that's melubash for tefillin. You see? So there's two halachas in tefillin. One halach in tefillin is the Maisa Mitzvah of tefillin, and the second halach is So there's two halachas in tefillin. One halach in tefillin is the ma'isa mitzvah of tefillin, and the second halacha is the kiyum and the gavra. That's why the Rabbeinu Tam says that you make a bracha of al mitzvahs on the shoresh. So the Rav said the only machlekes is between the Rambam and between Rabbeinu Tam is whether it's exclusively to the shoresh. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds, and that's why he holds on the shoresh you make al mitzvahs. The Rambam holds on both, on shalyad and shoresh, because the Rambam doesn't differentiate that the kiyum and the gavra is on both. That's what the Rambam says.
So you should make an element.
So you see that what? He's explaining what does it mean he should be in a state of malubash. Why the mitzvah tefillin, he's defining what the mitzvah is. That's what the levisha is.
The
see? Then what is the key? What's the nature of the key? No, because we don't understand it. He has to explain what it is. Every other mitzvah, you only have a ma'isa mitzvah. Over here you have a ma'isa nachas tefillin, that's one part of the mitzvah. And then there's a second thing in tefillin. Tefillin is different than other mitzvahs. That there's a kiyum in the gavra should be melubash tefillin. Let's explain what that means. What does it mean? What do you mean the gavra should be melubash? Why is tefillin different than anything else? So he explains what it is. Ah, that sounds good. Now, really, so that's talach and tefillin, right? That's talach and tefillin. Okay. Why is this so in tefillin? Because tefillin is tied in with another halacha. What is tefillin? Which mitzvah is tefillin tied in with? Talmud Torah. Because the pasuk says leman tia. What's the whole purpose of tefillin? Leman tia teres shem b'ficha. That's how the Gemara learns that. The nashma pturis from Talmud Torah. Leman tia teres shem b'ficha. Because it's hukish. Talmud Torah is hukish. There's an equation between tefillin and Talmud Torah, right? And tefillin and nashma pturis. So Talmud Torah. The other way. Talmud Torah is a tefillin nashma pturis. The other way. So tefillin nashma pturis. So it's Talmud Torah shenatim levnecha levnechem levnesechem. Right. So why is it that it makes person none of your Yerushim Mayim and is Libay Mufan Lulu Divar Emes Vatzedek? Why is it so? Because tefillin represents Talmud Torah. In other words, the Rav said was like this, that it's not tefillin per se that does it, but it's tefillin because tefillin's associated with Talmud Torah. You understand? Really, it's Talmud Torah which makes the person none of an Yirei Shemayim. But tefillin makes the person none of an Yirei Shemayim because tefillin is inherently leman tia teres Hashem b'ficha, right? Tefillin is a means for Talmud Torah. But the real amivus in Yirei Shemayim stems not from the tefillin. But what does it stem from? It stems from the Talmud Torah. And he had a nice raya for it. Why? Because all these things that the Rambam lists over here really is a Lashon HaMishnah. Really, it's a Lashon HaMishnah. Lashon HaMishnah where? In Pirkei Avos. So Lashon HaMishnah, Pirkei Avos, The beginning of the sixth parak. That sixth parak deals with Talmud Torah over there. Come to Lashon HaMishnah. Reb Meir Omer. Kol Ha'isik B'Torah L'Shmo Zichus Varam Harbe. Okay? He says, Malbashtei Anova V'Yira. Machshata L'Yetzadek Chosid Yosha V'Nemo M'rachaktei Menachet. Nekarafte L'Dei Zichus. You see? So all these things, the nani menu eights of the sushiya, bino, vura, shinema, li eights of the sushiya, ni fino ligra. Ah. So you see that these things, all these things, anova and malbashta, anova, the year shemayim, machtata li esadik, those are the things that the Rama mentions over here. Really, they come from the Mishnah in Perek Shishi and Perek Yoreit. And that Mishnah is discussing what? Talmud Torah. So you see that the source really is Talmud Torah. And tefillin only has these properties. The gavra makes the shini in the gavra. Why? Because of Talmud Torah. So what do you see from this? So you see that Talmud Torah alone does what? Talmud Torah alone has two things. In Talmud Torah alone there's two things. There's the Maisa of Talmud Torah, and then there's the result of change in the Gavra through Talmud Torah. If Tefillin, which is a derivative of Talmud Torah, has two kiyumim, namely, there's a Maisa mitzvah of Tefillin, and then there's a kiyum in the Gavra. And it's a derivative, the second kiyum in the Gavra stems from where? Stems not from Tefillin per se, but because Tefillin is associated l'man tiyateres v'shem v'ficha. So really it comes from what? It comes from Talmud Torah, right? So kal v'chomer, Talmud Torah definitely has what? I use that word. Kal v'chomer, Talmud Torah definitely has what? Definitely has two kiyumim. A kiyum of a Maisa mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the shinu in the gavra of Talmud Torah. Right? Good? Okay.
Can we see
his... The raya he brought, a beautiful raya he brought, from the very bracha of Talmud Torah. Why? Machlokes, whether it's two brachas, whether it's one bracha. Shechem doesn't last over the reserve. Harevno ad Hashem Elokeinu. Rabbi Natan says, V'harevno. Rambam says, only harevno. It's machlokes, whether it's two brachas or whether it's one. But regardless, whether it's two or whether it's one, it's definitely two concepts there. Especially the two brachas. What are the two brachas? First one is Asher Kiddushon Zodchon Laseg B'Divrei Torah. That's one. What is that? That's the Maisa Talmud Torah. But the second one, V'arevno Ad Hashem Elokeinu, make it sweet. It's Divrei Torah Chavafinu, V'Rishan Chavei Sov, V'Ninachon Sa'atzen, V'Zem Chavei Sov, Kulani Yoidi Shemecha, V'Loyim Dei Sarasecha L'Shma, Baruch Ad Hashem Elokeinu, Tehillim Asher. What is that? That's the Shinu Negatim. No question about it. That's the Shinu Negatim. You see? So in Talmud Torah, there's no difference, right? Okay, that defines the brachas, huh? Okay. So therefore, you see, in Talmud Torah, there's two kiyumim. In Talmud Torah, there's one kiyumim, the Maisa HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Maisa HaMitzvah, it's Maisa HaMitzvah, like any other Maisa HaMitzvah. But there's something more. What is it? It's a Shinu in the Gavra. Okay? All right. Now the thing is like this. Yeah, by the way, the mitzvah, the bracha, this bracha v'arevno is not just, the shini in the gavra is not just for Torah Shabbat Pah, but it's even for Torah Shabbat Shabbat, because we'll write everybody. All you have to do is say the Berachas Kahanim afterwards. So you see that from the fact that you only have to say Berachas Kahanim afterwards, and every person doesn't understand, every person who makes that bracha, well, how much he understands, how much he doesn't understand, he still makes the bracha. Why? Because what? Because the shinu in the gavra takes place through what? Through the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Through which mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Through the first mitzvah alone. Only through Kriya alone.
That's questionable, because how are you going to say that the kiyum happens?
Is skirting two areas. It's going over an area of halacha and an area of philosophy. See, the shinu in the gavra, but you must be very careful there, because you could allow philosophy to influence your halachic decisions, and that would be very dangerous. See? That's why what the Rav did over here was just to follow the halachic structure. Of course, you say all kinds of ideas about film and association, how brief, that's philosophy. But everything that the Rav mentioned over here is pure halacha. You see? It's pure halacha. Now, in Talmud Torah, there's two things. There's a shinui in the gavra, and there's a ma'is Talmud Torah. But halachically, you see, it relates only to what? It relates only to what? Only to Torah Shabbat Ksav. Torah Shabbat Ksav alone is enough. Just say the psukim of what do you call it? Berachas Kahanim. It's enough. You ate already. You see? Ah. So the every Jew says the first two brachas. No, look, if you understand that a person doesn't have the understanding, doesn't say the first two brachas every morning. Everybody's chayav to say those two brachas every morning, regardless how little you understand. So you see that what's mekadosh the person, what changes, what creates the shini in the gavra? Just Torah Shebiktav alone, right? Now don't ask me why. You'll ask me, well, yeah, but that doesn't really change a person. That's philosophy already. Okay? All right. So why don't we go into that later? No way, any philosophical to differentiate between the Mar Nevuchim and the Yad HaChazaka, two different things. See? First you have to know the Yad HaChazaka, you have to know what the definitions are halachically. Then you can go into philosophy, but first you must see what the structure is halachically. Okay? You understand what I mean? Okay. Now he says like this. So therefore you see, from film you see there's two things, that there's a Maisa Mitzvah Shini Negava. Talmud Torah has two things also, a Maisa Mitzvah Shini Negava, right? Ah, and what does that relate to in Talmud Torah? In Torah Shebiktav alone, right? Really, you don't even need that right for Torah Shebiktav. The best right is the tefillin. If tefillin changes the gavra, is there any havana in tefillin? There's no havana in tefillin, but tefillin is considered shini in the gavra, right? Okay, so you see that the shini in the gavra doesn't require understanding, it's tefillin alone, right? Okay. Now, he says like this. Where does it say really, where does it say in the Torah that the Torah makes a change in the person? That Torah makes a change in the person? Where does it say it? It says Pasuk Yeshaya. Why? Because Pasuk Yeshaya says, Hoy kol tzame l'chulamayim. Right? Hoy kol tzame l'chulamayim. Everybody who's thirsty should go for water. So, we know he wasn't really referring to physically to water. I mean, he's not telling a person who's thirsty to go to water. That's obvious, right? I think even those that don't learn, that learn Shittuk HaMashmo will agree that it doesn't mean Shittuk HaMashmo there. Right? Okay. So, Hoy kol tzame. Right. Well, I call Tzamei L'chul HaMayim means he was referring to Torah. So why did he use that expression? He should have said Hai Kol Adam L'chul HaTorah. What's Hai Kol Tzamei L'chul HaMayim? Because there was an analogy. He wanted to bring something out. What do I want to show you? Just like in a person.
Because once you drink.
But let's take the other way. It's better. A person who's without water is in a state where he's lacking. He's lacking. So Yeshayahu HaNavi wanted to show the same thing, the same exact analogy to Torah. A person who's living without Torah, he has a thirst. Means that he's lacking something. He's missing something. That's why L'chul HaMayim means that in order to change the state of the gavra, he has to learn Torah. He has to learn Torah. The only thing is that thirst is sometimes not recognizable by everybody. But it's there. Okay, it could be glossed over. A person to fool himself. I think he's not thirsty. You go into hallucinations. But the thirst is there. In reality. Yeah. Okay. Now he says like this. So he says, now you understand what the Gemara says. And now you see what the Gemara Bava Kama says. Gemara Bava Kama says like this. That Moshe Rabbeinu was going with the Jews in the Midbar. Right? So they went for 3 days. V'leim Matzu Moyim. Right? Now what does it mean? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Masak in Talmud Torah? So now there's two halachas in Talmud Torah. One halach in Talmud Torah is what? The Maisa Limud, right? Was he Misak in Talmud Torah because of the Maisa Mitzvah of Limud alone? If he was, then he should have done what? He should have done it right away because Vashinantam Lavanecha, right? Why was he Misak in Talmud Torah? Why? Because what was lacking? What was lacking was the reason why he was Misak in Kriyas HaTorah was because he saw a lack in the people. He saw the Shini HaGavra is lacking. That's why he had to misakin. So he wasn't misakin because of the fact, because of the Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. He was misakin it, why? Because of the second aspect of Talmud Torah, namely the Shini and the Gavra. And what prompted him to do that? The fact that he saw, experimentally, he saw that the people are lacking. There's something missing over here. How did he see they were missing? Why he learned on? Because they went 3 days. They just left the Nisim where? On Yom Suf. Right? 3 days later, they started complaining right away. Why did they start to complain right away? So Moshe Rabbeinu saw one thing. You know why they're complaining? They're complaining because there's something lacking in the gavra. You see? If their minds were in the true state, they wouldn't complain. The complaint comes from an emotion. The complaint comes from something that's missing in them. You follow? So he says, what I must do right now is not to answer the complaints, but be Misak in Talmud Torah. If I'll be Misak in Talmud Torah, they won't have complaints, because there'll be a change in the person, and then they won't even have any, then nothing will bother them. You see? So it shows you one thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that when a person goes, that's why 3 days. See, that's why it was 3 days. Because he saw what happened. He saw they went 3 days without Torah, and then they couldn't stand by the Nisayin. So why couldn't they stand by the Nisayin? Because they were lacking. They were incomplete people. Their emotions were overtaking, were overpowering them. So immediately it was Misakin Talmud Torah. That's what the Gemara Bava Kama says. That's the pshat in the Braisa. An interesting thing the Rav mentioned, you see one thing. You see that even Gilui Shechina, like Yam Suf, such a powerful force, right? But it wears off. 3 days later, it's worn off. There's no Talmud Torah. The only change, external changes, all these things, the different miracles, all different things, can never really create a real change in a person. This wears off. So the moment the guy's shocked, wow, I heard about this nest and this mice is wonderful. But it wears right off. The only real change in a person is the internal change. That's the internal change. That's the lasting change. That's the change that really makes the shini in the guy. That's Talmud Torah. Okay? Maisim don't really help in that area. Perfection, human perfection, maisim won't help them. That's what Moshe Benoit was talking about. One thing, sorry, Moshe Benoit saw, it's not that there isn't enough maisim, they just got finished with the Yamsa. Can't be more than that. Yeah. Apparently, what they're missing is not maisim. They're missing the... That's not even good. But the Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu was... What was Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu? Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu was Talmud Torah. Which Talmud Torah was the Takana? Which Talmud Torah? The Talmud Torah, which we know makes the Shini and the Gavra, which is what? Which is Kriya alone. So Moshe Rabbeinu was only Misakin that which was necessary. I mean, he could have been Misakin sit there and learn Zvachim. Could have been a thousand things. But he was Misakin precisely what logic dictated. What did logic dictate halachically? What was missing? Shini and the Gavra. Talmud Torah, right? Oh, Talmud Torah, so all he knew was what? Kriya, that's it. So it's only the second. What the necessity demanded. Okay. All right. Takanas crazy. Takanas. I mean, that's getting emotionally involved. I mean, all he had to do was Moshe Benoit was misaking exactly what they need. Let's take a look. 2 days, the gavra was changed. Okay. Now what do we need? We need the prescription for the thing that changed the gavra. Tosh v'ksav. That's it. That's all. That's my job done. Just reading without Havana.
Yeah,
but the answer is like this. See, there's different types of changes in the Gavra. Different types of changes in the Gavra. There is no comparison between a guy that just learns or reads a Pasuk Tehillim and a person that understands a Sugya. I mean, no one ever thought that way. There's a difference. Definitely different. The thing is that even the first step makes a shini in the gavra. What is the first step? How do you define the first step? We want to talk about
recognizing the which is the true book. I mean,
just recognition of the purpose. You see, kriyas haTorah is recognition, even though you're not involved in the ideas, but recognition of the goal in life. That alone makes a shini in the gavra. That's tefillin. Tefillin shebereish. That's it. That's one change. Of course, the greatest change hasn't come yet. The greatest change is really when a person has one head. That's like the difference between those two is tremendous. There's no question about it. But even the first one is a change. That's the shot.
That's
the big
first
change.
That's part
of
the
first step.
You belong
that's
to the second
step.
Category.
First step is where is it at? There. That step is a big change. The sign of Pesukim for some reason. Because three Pesukim is Allah in Perish Beksav. You see, they brought a riot from Malchus. It's a shear in Perish Beksav. Because he brought a riot from Malchi, Sechrinus, and Shefres. When you have to bring the riot from the Pesukim over there, it's always three. Three, three, and three. So you see that three is a shear. One Pesuk is also Teresh B'Ksav. But three is a shear in Teresh B'Ksav. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was Misaki in Teresh B'Ksav B'Shle Musay, which is three. Okay? Don't ask why three. Malchi, Sechrinus, and Shefres, when you read, you go through Malchi, you have to bring riot from the Pesukim for Malchi, riot from the Pesukim for the Sechrinus, and riot from the Pesukim for Shefres. So you bring from Teresh B'Ksav B'Ksav, three, three, three.
Right.
So three is a unit in Tershu B'Ksav. Three is a unit in Tershu B'Ksav. Okay? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana was completely three Pesukim and one other Lefer. Why? Because in three Pesukim you have what? That's the unit of Kriya. What was Ezra's Takana? What was Ezra's Takana? Now how do we differentiate between Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana and Ezra's Takana? Yeah?
I think that
the Takana was Havana. See, Ezra added two things. Ezra added two things. He added Havana and he added Teresh HaBaal Peh. Now where did he add Havana? Where did he add Havana? 10 Pesukim. That's Teresh HaBaal Peh. Tirgum is Teresh HaBaal Peh.
Figures says of that. But where did he get Havana and Tempsukum? How do you know that Tempsukum is Havana? Because of the Taisen Megillah. Taisen Megillah says, Taisen Megillah, you know it. Taisen Megillah says that why, let's say for instance, the Vayavay Amalek only has nine Sukkim. Sakam, you lane, how do you lane nine? Ezra was in Sakam 10, you can't lane less than 10. So what is the answer? It says Solak and Yonah, it's the end of the Inyan. So you see that Tempsukum is a shear in an Inyan. It's a shear in an Inyan. What does a shear in an Inyan mean? What does a shear in an Inyan mean? An Inyan means to understand. What does an Inyan mean? It's knowledge, right? So Ezra was misakin two things. He was misakin limud in Torah shebiksav l'shem havana, right? That's why he made ten psukim, right? Limud in Torah shebiksav l'shem havana, that's one, you see. And then he was misakin what else? And Torah shebalpan tirgum. But why didn't he make tirgum mandatory? Why did he leave tirgum optional? Why? For one reason. Because he didn't want to change takanas mashia. Ezra didn't want to change the nature of the takana. If Ezra would have said that tirgum is necessary, so then it would mean that the whole Kriyas HaTorah was changed. It's not anymore Tershu B'Ksav. What is it? The Tershu B'Peh. See? No. Ezra didn't want to be Mishana Takanas Maisha. So all Ezra did was he added to the Psukim, so the Maisha is still a Maisha Kriyas HaTorah B'Ksav. But it's Tershu B'Ksav L'Shem Limud. And then he added as an additional kiyum, he added tirgum, Tereshu Bal Peh. Okay? But still, now, even more than before, the question comes to the fore, how could he be mevatel takanas maisha? I'll take up tomorrow. But how many kashas do we answer of the kashas that we asked? First question was, Shmias. What's the second one? Asar Batlonim. What's Asar Batlonim? Asar Batlonim means Chachmei Amasera. That's Asar Batlonim. Means Chachmei. Asar Batlonim means guys that sit alone day and night, all day. You know what Asar Batlonim means? Sabalani is people that sit and learn all the time. They just sit and learn in the town all day in the town. That's the bottom of Malacha, right? So that's Teresh Bal Peh. That's why Ezra was Masakin. Can I get a Torah Batlanim? See? Right, that represents, when the Gemara says Torah Batlanim, represents the nature of Lima, the objective. The objective was what? Was Havana. That was the objective. But in the actual form of the Takana, he didn't want to be Mishana from Takana's Maisha. So therefore, what did he do? Exactly. What did he do? He instituted Tirgum as an additional Kiyum. And in Teresh B'Ksav, he changed the form so that its objective should be Teresh Bal Peh. That's what Gemara means, Asar Batlanim. Asar Batlanim means... It's a representation of Teresh Bal Peh. Okay?
What was the other?
Without changing the Teresh Bal Peh. Without changing the Teresh Bal Peh. Kashas even more. Why haven't you called the Teresh Bal Peh? See, you didn't want to change it. Alright, so we answered two Kashas. What else? What are the other Kashas we asked? why is Tirgum optional? The Kasha near Shalmi, why is Tirgum optional? You see why? Why? Because he didn't want to, now we understand Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana, we see why he didn't want to change Takana. You see what the Takana was they didn't want to change. Okay? What else going on? Why was Moshe Misakein and why was Ezra Misakein? We answered one here. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Misakein? See exactly why it was Misakein. Okay? That's it then, right? Okay. Alright, tomorrow we'll take up the second half. Questions? Question was, first of all, how could Ezra be Iker Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu? And also the one half of one of the other questions, namely, what was the Takanas Ezra? Right? Okay. Halacha Tes Zayin. It's true, Mr. Ram says, that Kedushas, that there were two Kedushas. There's Oleh Bavel and the Oleh Mitzrayim. Right? The Ele Mitzrayim were the first ones from Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. That was through Yeshua. And the Ele Bavel were the ones of Mekadosh in the time of Keresh, Melach Poras, through Ezra and Nehemiah. Right? They were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Because Keresh gave them permission to go and to build the base of Mikdash. So there were two times they were Mekadosh. Now the Rambam says that the first Kiddush Haaretz is Batel. First Kiddush Haaretz is Batel. The Kiddush Haaretz L'Yedei Yeshua, right? But the Kiddush Haaretz L'Yedei Ezra is not Batel. Right? The Rambam says that we're in Hilchos Trumos. Right? He went for the Rambam Hilchos Trumos. Right? But the Rambam Hilchos Trumos doesn't explain why. Why it's not bottled. Hey? Hey. Okay. All right, everyone went through it, or read through the Rambam? Went through it. It was Rasiku Eli Mitzrayim Perek Alaf Halachai. Viniskatcha Kedusha Rishayna Kivan Shigolu Butla Kedusha. So since they went in Golas, so the Kedusha became bottled. Shekedusha Rishayna Lefisha Isam Nea Kibush Bulvad Kitcha Lashaita Vele Kitcha Lassad Lachai. Because it was only because of Kibush, so the Kedusha was Lashaita and it wasn't forever. Kivan Shaolu Bnei Agoyla Verziku B'mikta Sa'aretz Kitshua Kedusha Shniya Emedes Lo'elam L'shaita U'l'osid Lavai. But then, since they went and they were Masik in the land, in part of the land, so they were Mekadashit L'shaita and L'osid Lavai. V'inich U'aysam HaMekremis Sheachziku Bam O'le Mitzrayim V'lo Yachziku Bam O'le Bavo Kishahoyu. Alright, that's the Rambam's talking about in regard to Trumas ready. But that's all the Rambam says over here insofar as the difference between the two Kiddushes. Okay? Now the Rambam explains it more thoroughly in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Vav, Halacha Tazayin. He says like this. Over there he includes more. He includes Kiddushas HaMikdash. He says, now the question is, if you have two Kiddushes, you have a Kiddush which becomes Batl, which is Kiddushas Yeshua, right? And a Kiddush which doesn't become Batl, which is Kiddushas Ezra, right? Now what about Kiddushas HaMikdash? So the Rambam says, V'lomani Eimer, V'lomani Eimer, but Mikdash V'Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha Lassad Lavai. Why do I say that in the Kedusha of Yerushalayim the Kedusha was eternal? Lassad Lavai also. But the Kedusha Shaor Eretz Yisrael Linyan Shviyus and Maishres V'Keyetz Ben like Kitcha Lassad Lavai. Why do I say in regard to Trumas and Maishres that the areas where Oile Bavel didn't live in and it was only Kedush from the Oile Mitzrayim, why do I say it's Batul? It says Lefi She Kedusha San Migdash V'Yerushalayim Ibn Hashchina. Because the Kedusha's Mikdash in Yerushalayim is because of the Shechina. U'shechina eina b'tela. Shechina is never bottled. V'arehu oimer. V'ashimaisi es Mikdashayichem. V'amru chachomim. Afal pi sheshemeim. B'kdushasan eina imdem. That even though the Mikdash is shameim, still the Kedusha's Mikdash remains. Why? Because Kedusha's Mikdash is dependent upon Shechina. And Shechina is eina b'tela. Aval chi of Eretz b'shviyus and ma'israis, but the chi of Eretz Yisrael of the kedushas Eretz, which is machayev and shumas and ma'israis, ain't ela b'nei shehu kibush rabin. It's only because it's kibush rabin. The kivan shenilkecho Eretz miyadehem, and since the land was taken back from them, but la kibush, so the kibush is nullified. The nifter rabin atar b'ma'israis and mishviyus, sherei eino min Eretz Yisrael. Then it becomes putter from ma'isr and shviyus because it's not from Eretz Yisrael anymore. The Kivan Sheola Ezra, the Kitcha, since Ezra came and was Mekadashit, Lo Kitcha Bekibush. Then the second time he wasn't Mekadashit with Kibush. Ela Bechazaka, Sheikh Zikuba. But he was Mekadashit with the Chazaka, the fact that they were Mahzik in the land. They lived there. There was no Kibush. Why was there no Kibush? Because they were under Koresh. Under Koresh, there can't be any Kibush. Koresh was in charge. So what kind of Kibush? They had to listen to him. They're under him, under his rule. Ulafikach kol makam sheachziku boile bavel v'niskadish v'kedushas Ezra shniya hu mekudush hayayim. So therefore, he says, any place where the ole bavel were mekadish Eretz Yisrael, that part of Eretz Yisrael is mekudush to this day. To this day. V'afal pichin ulkach arsman, even though they took away the land from them. Why? Because even though they took away the land from them, it's kitchul olam v'chayev b'shviyus v'maisrus aladar shemiyana b'chus shuma. Then the Chayim Shvius and Maisreis Midiraisa. Okay. That's the Rambam. So the question, of course, to ask on the Rambam is what? What's the difference between Chazaka and between Kibush? If the reason why the first Kedusha, which is Kedusha's Yeshua, is not Batul, was Batul. Why? Because since the Kibush is Batul, so Batla HaKibush, Batla HaKedusha, right? So we should say the exact same thing in regard to Chazakah. Now what? That if it's Batla Chazakah, it's Batla HaKibush, Batla HaKedusha, Batla HaKedusha, right? So why is it insofar as Yeshua is concerned that it was Kibush, should we say Batla HaKibush, Batla HaKedusha? But insofar as Ezra is concerned, that it was Chazakah, we don't apply the same rule. Say, Batla Chazakah, Batla Kedusha. No. Chazakah, we say, the Kedusha remains L'shaita L'asid L'avayt. But Kedusha L'asid L'avayt too. But the Kedusha, which was through Kibush, was only L'shaita. What's the difference between the two? What's the difference between the two? That's the question on the Rambam. Okay? He said one thing. Why is it that the Rambam waited until here, until Beis HaBchira, to explain the reason, the theory behind the fact that the Kibush Ezra is not Batul? So he said, because in this Rambam there's one thing that is not in Hilchos Trumos. Namely what? What's mentioned that it's not in Hilchos Trumos? Kiddush is on Megdash. So he says it must be tied in somehow with Kiddusha HaMikdash, which is Kiddusha Shechina. Okay, it must be tied in somehow with Kiddusha HaMikdash, which is Kiddusha Shechina. Okay. Right. Now, where do we see that Kiddusha HaShechina is any greater in the time of Ezra than in the time of Yeshua? I mean, if you talk about Gilui Shechina, so Gilui Shechina was even more by Yeshua. But certain things that stopped in the second base of Mikdash. They didn't have, couldn't ask Nor Matumim, there was no Shechina regard to that. There was a list of things that in the second base of Mikdash were bottled. So you can't say that the Gilui Shechina in the second base of Mikdash was any greater. Gilui Shechina Yeshua was superior. Right? At least it's great. Certainly. Would appear it's superior. So that's the case. So then the question is, wherein do we see that the Kedusha of Ezra was superior insofar as the Shechina is concerned? Okay? Right. And the Rav Seligas, he quoted Yerushalmi. Really, the source is a Yerushalmi. Yes. How do you know that? How were they Mekadosh in time of Ezra? So there's a hekesh between the Yerusha of Esecha, that's Yerusha Yeshua, and between the Yerusha of Ezra. Yeah, what's the hekesh? So like this. My Yerusha of Esecha midvar Torah, af Yerushascha midvar Torah. Just like Yerusha of Yeshua was dvar Torah, so the Yerusha of the second bias, the one of Ezra, is also dvar Torah. Ve'tivcha ve'hirbucha me'av Esecha. But it says in the Torah, in other words, what the Yerushalmi is saying is like this, that the Kedusha Yerushalmi was definitely al pitera, because that was in the Torah. It says that Yeshua is going to take Klal Yisrael, he's going to alarat Shiyoshav Shivchar Hashem, and Yeshua is going to Hu Yanchilena Isach. So the Torah says, why was the Arts being the Kiddush the first time? Because it's in the Torah. There's nothing that can occur halachically that's not written in Torah Shavuksav and in the Chamish Chamish Torah. Halach is complete in the Chamish Chamish Torah. Nothing can be added after that. So the Yerushalmi says that the second Kiddush Haaretz is also written in the Torah. Where is it written in the Torah? Because it says, V'viyachad Hashem alekech al haaretz asher yarshu avaysecha virishta v'heitivcha v'hirbucha me'avaysecha. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring you to the land which your forefathers already had Yashin, then he'll do better for you than your forefathers. So that must be referring not to the first Kibush. It's because it says, they already inherited it, which means that there already was Kibush, and he will give you more, be better to you than he was to your fathers. So that's speaking about not the first Yerusha Zaretz, but what? It's speaking about the second Yerusha Zaretz. So you see, the Yerushalmi says that the second Yerusha Saaretz is Minatera. The Kedusha Saaretz of the second Beis HaMikdash is Minatera, just like the first Beis HaMikdash. It's in the Pasuk. There's nothing can occur in Halacha without a Pasuk. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, Ma Yerusha Saavesecha Midvar Tera Af Yerusha Saavesecha Midvar Tera. Ve'tivcha Ve'hirbucha Me'avesecha Peturum Ha'yuvin Eschaivu Va'atem p'turim ha'yisim v'nesrayavtem. They were potter and they became mechuyev in the trumas of ma'isers, and you were potter and now you became mechuyev. Avoseichem v'hoyaleyem o malchus. Your forefathers, they didn't have an o malchus because Yeshua came, who was a total conqueror. Atem afapish yesh alechem o malchus. You will be able to create Kiddushas Haaretz even though you're under the jurisdiction of a melech, of Keresh, Melech Haaretz. Right? Avoseichem le'nishaivu alalacha arba esrei shana. Sheva shekivshi v'sheva shalchuku. Your forefathers were became a believer in terms of Maestros only after 14 years. Avalatem kivan shenechnastem nishayavtem. You, it'll be even more. So Yerushalmi is concerned with how is it more for the second kibush. Second kibush is greater. The kedusha of second kibush is greater than the first kibush. How is it greater? Because the first kibush, well, the first kedusha, I'm sorry, the first kedusha was only required kibush because Yeshua was a total kodesh. But the second one didn't require, even though you're under melech parah, so you would think that, that you wouldn't be able to do it. No, you could do it in spite of that. So you see, you have more power than aveisecho, because aveisecho could only do it when Yeshua was a total kodesh. And if Yeshua was not a total kevesh, then it couldn't work out. But you, even though you're not a kevesh, still you keep in the Kaddish arts. Right? Avoisecha, your forefathers had to wait 14 years. Sheva shekivshu v'sheva shechilku until the Kedusha was chal. But you, immediately it'll be chal. Right? Immediately. Avalatem kivshu nechnastem nischayavtem. Okay. Avoseichem lo nischaivu at shoshek kana kulo, aval atem rishen rishen kena. Umischaiv. So the Gemara, the final thing is that not only is no Allah of Shevish Kivish Kivish Chilku, but Avoseichem had to wait until they were kena the whole land. But you are Mekadosh the land, rishen rishen. Everyone that came in the second kibush, in the time of Ezra, every piece of land that the person lived on, that became a Kodesh immediately. So a person came in and he had an acre of property, right? So that's it. Came a Kodesh already. And Yeshua didn't work that way. They had to conquer the whole land first. And once they were kind of the whole Eretz Yisrael, then the Kedusha devolved. But over here, Kedusha devolved immediately. And every little piece. That's the Yerushalmi. Okay, that's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi doesn't say... Yeah. But the Yerushalmi doesn't say one thing. The Yerushalmi doesn't speak about one thing, though, which the Rambam mentions. See, that's the source that we have from the Gemara. There's a difference between Kibush Yeshua and Kibush Ezra. But the Yerushalmi doesn't mention one thing. The Yerushalmi doesn't speak about Bitul Kedusha. See, the Yerushalmi doesn't say, one thing the Yerushalmi leaves out, the Yerushalmi doesn't say that you're superior to your forefathers. Why? Because your forefathers, the Kedushas are, became Bitul. But yours will not become Bitul. The Yerushalmi doesn't mention that. Interesting. Okay. Now we go. Now we went on to another point, Rav. He said like this. All right, that's the source, and the difficulty still remains in the Rambam. The difficulty still remains in the Rambam. Somehow or other, you see from the Rambam, it must be tied in with Kedusha Shechina. But how? We don't know how it works. Because Kedusha Shechina, if it existed in the first time, it should exist in the second time too. Okay. Now we're on to another question. The question he asked is like this. The question is, how could it be such a concept, halachically, a concept of kibush altogether? What does kibush mean? Kibush means human conquest. Human conquest. Question is, does the Torah hold from such a concept of human conquest? If you look in the Pesukim, it would appear that it doesn't. Why? Because the Torah says that you'll say, Keichi v'aitzin yadi asali asachayel azeh. So you'll say that the Eretz Yisrael is mine because I was able to take the land away from others. I'm a conqueror. So the Torah condemns such a philosophy. So the question is, how could an Adam be a Kevesh? According to the philosophy of Yahadus, Adam is never a Kevesh. No such thing as Adam being a Kevesh. So if that's the case, if man cannot be a Kevesh, so the question is, how can we speak of Kibush Yeshua altogether? Because Yeshua, I mean, it's true that he was Kevesh, the physical act, but Kibush, it's not Kibush Adam. Kibush Adam doesn't exist. And we're saying that the Kibush Adam of Yeshua was Mekadesh. but no such thing actually exists. This was the Rav's kasha. So he said like this. He says, there's a Mishnah in Saita that answers the kasha. Why? Because the Mishnah in Saita says, what's the end of it? You go out to war, v'risa sus rechav am rav nimcha, bigger army than you, leisir mehem, why ked Hashem alekecha imach, ha-malcha me'eretz mitzrayim. V'ayah kekarovchem ala mochama, when you get close to the battle, v'nigeh shekayim v'dib alaham. Kayin, it's kayin mashuach mochama, he has the special, a separate type of kayin, a separate kedusha, it's a kedusha kayin gadol, mashuach mochama. V'amah aleim, shema Yisrael, atam krevim ayem la mochama levechem, today you're going to do battle on your enemies, al yerach levafnem. Don't become weak-hearted, faint-hearted. Al tiru val tachpazu, val tatsum with man. Don't be broken down. Have any fear before them. Why? Because God that is going with you, He's going to do battle for you against your enemies in order to help you. Then it says, v'dibra shetrim elom, and the shetrim, there's certain people that were able to go back. The exemptions from the army. That's the rest of the parasha. Okay, so it says like this. Vatem boyim ben itzchene shel makom. Plishtim boyim ben itzchene shel goyas, ma yaseifai l'seif nafu b'cherev. V'naflu amai. V'nei amai boyim ben itzchene shel sheva, ma yaseifai l'seif nafu b'cherev. V'naflu imai. Vatem iatem kein, ad Hashem alakeichem ha'olichi mochem, li lochem lochem. The Gemara. So the Mishnah ends in one thing. It says, Zem Machne Ha'arim. Zem Machne Ha'arim. What does it mean, Zem Machne Ha'arim? Fine, it's very nice. The philosophy is true. But what does it mean when it says that this is the Machne Ha'arim? What does it mean, Machne Ha'arim? So the Gemara asks. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says like this. The kol kach lama. What does it mean? This is the Machane Ha'arim. Why do you say that this is a? How could you say that this is? What does it mean that this is the Hashem alakechem? That's Machane Ha'arim. So it says mitnei shahashem v'kol kinuyah munachem ba'arim, because the Shem Hashem and all the kinuyim are in the Arim. Okay. So yeah, you know it. Okay. All right. Kinuyim means all the other names, like Rachum, Chanon, Kinuy. There's Shem Hashem and there's Kinuy Hashem. Shem Hashem is the... Shem Hashem is the actions, the attributes. Right, but not real, there's no real attributes. But it means the... Hashem is Rachum, Chanon, Erech HaPayim, right? All the Kinuyim, Menachem Bar. Okay. So that's what the Gemara, says. So, what does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean over there? The Gemara means like this. The Gemara means... that the Arayin represents Hashras HaShchinah. You see? The Arayin represents Hashras HaShchinah. Because you see that it says who's going to do battle for you, Hashem Alekecha, right? And the Gemara says that that's a reference to the Arayin, right? So you see that the Arayin symbolically represents what? Hashras HaShchinah. Okay? Hashras HaShchinah means the Divine Providence. That's what Hashras HaShchinah means. Divine Providence. Okay? What? So what is the Kavesh really? So the question was, how could Yeshua perform Kibush? What's the answer? How could Yeshua perform Kibush? What's the answer? The answer is that what? That he's not doing it. Yeshua didn't perform Kibush. What performs Kibush? The Arin is the Kavesh. Why? Because the Arin represents Hashras HaShchinah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kavesh. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kavesh. Through the means of the Arin. With the representation of Hashras HaShchinah of the Arin. Okay? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kevesh for Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael represents Hashras HaShchinah through the existence of the Arin. Through the Arin. Yeah, Halach in Tanakh. What does the Pasuk say? You have Yeshua? Okay. Yeshua said, "This is Kibush Yeshua. V'yam Yeshua b'zois teidun ki keil chay b'kibuchem v'horeish yerish mipneichem v'sakinani v'sachiti v'sachivi v'saprizu v'gashi v'amari v'avusi." This is how you'll know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is among you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will conquer these nations. Hinei aroina bris adoin kol haaretz oivel lefnechem bayadein. So he says, what represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The aroina bris. So you see that the aroina bris represents the kevesh. That's the pasuk. That's the cover. The pasuk, right? Okay. Now, like this. That's the pasuk. Okay. Now, what is the Mekadesh in the Mikdash? Therefore, the Kevesh in by Yeshua is what? The Kevesh by Yeshua is what?
The Aron
is the Kevesh. There are many rayas, really, throughout. Just brought two rayas. There are many rayas. For instance, you got a Chumash Rebbe.
Yeshua's Perikim Ol Yud Yud Aleph.
The Pasuk in Shlach says like this. It says when the Meraglim came back and they said they don't want to go, so then, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they told them the Gzeres Hashem, which was, as the left remained in the Midbar 40 years, Atem Kol Ador. That door can't be changed anymore. That door, that the mentality of that door is hopeless. Can't be changed. But the next door will be able to do it. That was because they were the door that saw Mitzrayim. So they couldn't overcome that emotion. See, the emotion of an Eved. That's the whole thing with Bishalach. Maybe Bishalach was on, but Nachum Lekim Deres Pushim. Why? Because they couldn't overcome the Abdus. So they had an opportunity to overcome that. What does the pasuk mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu said that they'll be afraid when they see Mulchama. Why? Because since they were the Shavu Mitzrayim, an interesting thing. It says, doesn't it sound absurd? I mean, here they're leaving Mitzrayim, they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. What kind of sense does that make? You know, we always read this, say, Nit Narashim Shuv Mitzrayim. So you think, well, they're a little crazy. But what's the pshat? I wouldn't do it. I would never do that. I definitely go on. What's the pshat? The pshat is that, you see, a person that lives in a bad situation becomes conditioned and acclimated to that situation that they like it, even though it's no good. So even though it's no good, they become acclimated to it. So therefore, they were so broken down already as avadim that with their nature, this was the right situation. So therefore, what the pasuk says is, "Le'nochem l'kim derechas pushim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew that this was their nature at that point. He says, "The way they are now, their mentality now is such that this is appealing to them, because a person's whole self, personality, can degenerate to the point where something which is evil can feel good, sound like it's good to them." I say when they released the slaves, the Shratzes 100 years ago, so most of them went back to the original. Masters to work for them for pittances, for nothing. Why? Because they liked Avdus. The person could be reduced to the level Avdus could make a person in such a way, could mold him, that this is what he likes and this is what he wants and this is what he wants. That's the same thing as Fire Israel. That they had that was the danger. That's why it always says, Nitna Rosh Hashem Mishrema. So the Pasuk says that when they left, there was a danger that they would simply they'll see Mohammed, so they will not have the arrogance. We'll not have the courage to be able to be conquerors. And then in the face of that, they'll say, no, let's go back and be a Vatim. It's better be a Vatim. That's the best thing for us. So that was the Gzera of Atayim Pigrechem Bamidbar Barm Shona. Because they couldn't overcome that mentality. So therefore, they had to die out. And the only ones they could do was Bnechem. Because they didn't see the Yavdis. They didn't live in the train. So in any way, it was like this. After Moshe Rabbeinu told them the Gzera Hashem, so he said that they can't. They didn't live in Mitzrayim. So in any way, it says like this. After Moshe Rabbeinu told them the Gzeres Hashem, so he said that they can't go. So then they said, then they had a reaction. They said, no. Mayashkim of Abayker Vayalu El Reisha Harlema. They got up in the morning and they said, we'll go. Now we'll go and do battle. Now we'll go. See, but that was just the reaction to the emotional reaction. That wasn't good. If it was really from strength of character, they really had recognized total recognition, then it would have been fine. But it wasn't from recognition. It was just because they heard the Einish. So now they wanted to act the proper way, but for an emotional reason. It was no good. Won't be successful. Don't go, don't do battle, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not among you, and you shouldn't fall down in front of your enemies. Tell them, he says, you're going to fall by the sword.
You already went away from God, and now God will not be with you. They attempted to go up. They went up to the top of the mountain. What does it say? So, what does the Torah say? That the Arena Bris didn't move. And when the Arena Bris didn't move, then they couldn't be successful. That was it. Okay? So the Arena Bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kevesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kevesh with the representation of Ashur HaShchinah of the Arena Bris. Okay? So really, what is the Kevesh? The Arena Bris is Kevesh. The Arena Bris is Kevesh. Okay? The Kedushas Arena Bris is Kevesh. In halachic terms, the Kedushas Arena Bris is the Kevesh. Okay? Now, so therefore, what was the Mekadesh in the times of Yeshua? The Mekadesh was the Mekadesh Haaretz in the times of Yeshua was the Arena Bris. What is the Mekadesh of the Migdosh, of the base of Migdosh? What is Mekadesh of the Migdosh? The Arena Bris. The Arena Bris is Mekadesh of the Migdosh too. Why? Why is the Arena? How do you know the Arena Bris is Mekadesh of the Migdosh? Because the whole purpose of the Migdosh, what's the definition of Migdosh? What is the Migdosh really? What is the Migdosh? What is it? Well, what is the Migdosh? Halachically, what is the Migdosh? Time for the Aron, that's all it is. The Migdish is a mokim for the Arena Bris. That's what Migdish is. Okay, you understand that? What's the Raya? What's the Raya? Tanakh, my favorite Tanakh.
Oh, really?
When David HaMelech decided that he wanted to build up his Migdish, of course he wasn't allowed to do it. Shlomo did it, but it was David's idea. It says, it's Shmuel Bei Zayin. Vayi ki Yoshev HaMelech Beveisev et Hashem Heinich Lem Yisov Mikol Haivav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed all his enemies from him. So, Vayem HaMelech Al Nasan HaNavi. So the Melech said, David HaMelech said to the Nasan HaNavi, Re'ena, Anoich Yeshev Beveis HaRazim. He says, I'm sitting in a house of cedar. Va'arayno Lekim Yeshev Beseich HaYiriyah. But the Arayno Lekim is in a tent. So in the Migdah, in the Mishkan. So that's why he said that he wanted to make a bias Lashem. What is the bias Lashem? Bias Lashem means a bias for the Arena Bris. So you see that what's the definition of Migdash? What's the definition of Migdash? Makom La'arein. It's a Makom La'arein. And you have it.
Another word there. That's
right.
What is this? Malachim.
Levav David Ovi. So you had to put the name on one side. Livnes bias l'shem Hashem alakei Yisrael. Right? Then he says, yeah. Then in Pasuk Chaf Aleph it says like this.
Where's the word?
It's Ches Melachim Aleph. Ches from Yud Zion really till Chaf Aleph. And through Chaf Aleph. It says, Vayihim levav David Ovi livnes bias l'shem Hashem alakei Yisrael. Alright, then Rakatolai Sivna Boyas, Vayakam Hashem is Dvar Shadibi, Vaokum Tachas David Ovi, Vaeshev Al Kisa Yisrael, Kasheri Ber Hashem, Vaevne Abayas Lashem and Hashem Lake Yisrael. So Shlomo Melech is saying that he built a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next Pasuk, Vaasim Shom Mokoim Lo Oroin, Asher Shom Brisar Hashem, Asher Koras and Mavay Sevi, Vaetia Yisrael. So what was the purpose of Migdash? Right when he's discussing Pasuk, Vaasim Shom Mokoim Lo Oroin. So what is the essence of Migdash? It's Makom Aron. That's the essence of Migdash. Okay? The essence of Migdash is Makom Aron. And a pasuk in the Chumash also. V'asu li Migdash v'shachanti b'seicham. What does it mean v'shachanti b'seicham? So, is it? You got a Chumash over there? It's Perek Hafei Pasuk Ches. V'asu li Migdash v'shachanti b'seicham. Right? Then later, where was the second one I gave you? No, in the Shemais. In the Shemais. Yeah, Pasuk Chaf Beis, right. Pasuk Chaf Beis. It says like this. In the structure of the Aron. it says, "V'nasatik first alarm v'molav alarm titin la'edus shiratin lecha v'ne'ad tilochoshom v'dibarti itcho me'ala kaparis mibein shnei akruv masher alarin ha'edus." So where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from where did the sound emerge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with to Moshe? From where did the sound emerge? From the bein shnei akruvim, which was on the Arayim. You see, that's what it means. V'shachanti b'seicham. V'shachanti b'seicham means gilui shchina. The way the Rambam, the Maravuchim explains, a demonstration of gilui shchina. V'shachanti b'seicham, of course, can't mean that a kadosh baruch is not physical. It can't be physically found anywhere. But it means that some action will occur, which will demonstrate that there is hashgacha pratius. What was the action? Where was the action from? It was mibein shnei akruvim on the Arayim. You see. So the Arayim was the object which demonstrated Ashrayas Hashem. That's what it means. Vasul Mikdash v'shachanti b'seicham. What does v'shachanti b'seicham means? It will be manifest that the Ashgach is with this nation. How will it be manifest? By an event, an occurrence, which will demonstrate the Ashgacha. That Ashgacha was the dibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with, the sound that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to communicate to Moshe, which was from between the Shnei Kruvim. By the way, the Rambam in one of his letters says he rejects the pshat. Somebody wanted to say that it's metaphorical, because he quotes a pasuk. Says the pasuk in Bamidbar says if you look for the pasuk over there, it says that the sound is mashma clearly. The implication is clear that it was an actual sound that was produced. That was Ashrei Hashem. Okay. Now let's go back to this. So therefore, you see that the Aron was Mekadosh twice. The Aron was Mekadosh for Yeshua. Was Mekadosh the Aretz. Right, in Aaron and Brisa Hashem, Yetzel Lefnechem, and the Aaron is Mekadosh also, the Mikdash. Right, okay. The Aaron is Mekadosh both. So the question is, what's the difference between the Aaron that was Mekadosh in the time of Yeshua, Mekadosh the Aaron in the time of Yeshua, and the Aaron that's Mekadosh the Mikdash? How do you know there's a difference? Maybe there is no difference. Because the Kedusha of the Mikdash is not Betelah because it's Mipnei HaShchinah, right? But the Kedusha Sa'aretz, which was by Yeshua, which is also Shchinah, because it was, but they're both Arayin and Arayin Shchinah, right? But nevertheless, the Kibush Yeshua, which was through the Arayin, which was through Shchinah, that one is Babel. But the Kedusha Sa'amigdash, which was through the Arayin. You see, which was through the Arayin? In the Mikdash itself. That Kiddush is never bothered. What's the difference? Is they're both Kiddush and Arayin, so then they should remain eternally, both of them. In other words, what the Rav did here was simply he traced back the Kiddush, the Kibush. He translated Kibush into Arayin. Once it's translated into Arayin, so it's translated to Shechina. That's why he says the Rambam brings in Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, he first brings down the Halacha of Ezra. Why? Because the new idea they introduced, there was Shechina. So if you take a look, if you analyze it, you'll see that Shechina existed in the time of Yeshua. Where is Shechina? Shechina is Arayin. So the question is, why is the Arayin, the Kedusha Sa'aris, which was created by the Arayin in the time of Yeshua, Batul, and the Kedusha Sa'amigdash, which was created through Arayin, never Batul. And that is Li'ala. Right? Okay. So he said like this. He said, really, it's a parsha in the Torah. It's a parsha in the Torah. It's a parsha in the Torah. Where's the parsha in the Torah? Where's the parsha in the Torah? Vayihi ben Seir Arayin. Vayihi ben Seir Arayin is a parsha. Some say it's Sefer B'Tnei Atzmai, but it's a separate parsha in the Torah. Vayihi ben Seir Arayin. What ideas are there essentially in the two psukim of Vayihi ben Seir Arayin? Vayihi ben Seir Arayin, Meshikim Hashem, Yifutzu Eivecho, Yenusim Asanecho Mipanecho. Right? And the second pasuk is Uvenuchai Yemar Shuvar Hashem Rilavais Alpha Yisrael. What are the concepts in Vayihi ben Seir Arayin? What are the concepts? Machlokes among Chazal. There's a machlokes among Chazal. Rabbi Yudin and Rabbanan. Machlokes is whether there were two Arayinis, one Arayin that went out before them in battle, and one Arayin that stayed in the Mikdash. Some say there was one, the same Arayin. Some say it was the same Arayin. They took it out of Kodesh HaKadoshim and they brought it to the battlefield. Others say no, there were two Arayinis. Rashi seems to accept the second shot. There's two Arayinis. That one Arayin was always Munach in the Mikdash,
And the other Arayin was the one that was Yetze Lamochama. What do you say? In that one, they have they see the two ideas in the Pesukim. What are the two ideas in the Pesukim? One Pasuk says, Vayi Bisay Arayin Mashkumar Hashem Yifusay Lecho, Vayi Nisumasay Lecho Mipanecha. Right? That's one. Second one is Venucha Yema Arshuvar Hashem Rivers Alpha Yisrael. There are two Kedushas Arayin. There are two Kedushas Arayin. One Kedushas Arayin is Ha'arayin Bimasai. The Kedusha Sa'arim when it's Noseya, when it's moving, when it's on the battlefield. That's one Kedusha Sa'arim. That's why Yehi bin Saya Ha'arim, Vayim and Mashiach. Kumar Hashem, Liyafutsu Evecho, Vinusa Mesanach Mipanecha. But there's another Kedusha Sa'arim. What's the other Kedusha Sa'arim? Uvenucha Yema. Uvenucha Yema. Shuva Hashem, Rivvay Zafay Yisrael. Shuva means Ashvara Shechina. Targum was that the Shechina should be Shera on the Rivvay Zafay Yisrael. So you see that there's two Kedushas Aaron. One is B'masa'oi, Vayi B'nsoi Aaron, and the second one is B'mnuchasoi, U'v'nucha Yema. Right? What's the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, whether there were two Aaronists that went out, one Aaron that went out, one Aaron that remained, or whether it was one Aaron? The question is, whether the Kedushas Aaron B'masa'oi is a tata de sasri with the Kedushas Aaron B'mnuchasoi, or whether one Aaron can contain both Chalas Shemais. You see, according to the Chachamim, you don't need two Aaronis. Why? It's the same Aaron. Sometimes it's an Aaron and Isaiah. It assumes the Kedushas Aaron and Isaiah. The situation creates the Kedushas Aaron and Isaiah. And sometimes it is an Aaron b'menuchasai. Right? That's according to the Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's impossible. There is two separate, they must be two separate Aaronis. One Aaron is inherently an Aaron and Isaiah, and one Aaron is inherently an Aaron b'menuchasa. You can't have one Aaron which assumes changes Chalashem. One day it's an Aaron and Aseya, next day it's an Aaron and Aaron and Yema. That's impossible. That's the machlekes the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. But they both agree with one concept, namely that there are two Kedushas Aaron. There's a Kedushas Aaron b'masoi and there's a Kedushas Aaron b'menuchasa. Now which Aaron was the one that is Mekadesh b'mei Yeshua? Arm Masai. That's Kumar Hashem via Futsoi Vecho, via Nusim Masanechom Ipanecha. That's the Arm Masai. That's Mekadesh. But which one is the Arim that was Mekadesh the Migdash? Uvenucha Yemar, Shiva Hashem Ruva Safa Yisrael. So you see one thing. That the Kedushas Arim Biminuchasai is what? Is never bottled. But the Kedushas Arim Bimasai can become bottled. How do you know this? You can't just say that. You have to know it. Where do you know it from? You know it from the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Vahi bin Sayer Arim v'yam Moshe. What does it say? Kumar Hashem v'yafutsu oivecha v'yanusu misanecho miponecha. It wasn't just an Eitz HaTeva that Moshe Rabbeinu was just the Tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu was as follows. Kumar Hashem v'yafutsu oivecha v'yanusu misanecho miponecha. No, it was more than that. Moshe Rabbeinu was defining the Arim b'masai. When is it an Aram b'masai? When it's when there is tfutzas oivim, you see, when the oivim are scattered, and when there's nisas sonim. If there's no, that's a t'nai in the Aron and Isaiah. The Aron and Isaiah must have, that's the characteristics of the Aron and Isaiah, must be tfutzas oivim. Come on, Hashem, tfutzas oivecha, v'yanusim masanach b'panecha. That's when there's kedushas Aron, the masai. But if these things don't occur, if Klal Yisrael achatoyim, and if they don't deserve the tfutzas oivim, they don't deserve the nisas oivim, because they don't live according to the Torah, then the kedushas Aron b'masai is bottle. Kedushas Aron b'masai has to have one requirement, one t'nai, namely, if that doesn't happen, then it's bottled. So therefore, the kibush ha'aretz al yedei Yeshua, which was what was the mekadesh, was the arayin, the masoi was mekadesh. So later, when Klal Yisrael achaitim, when they sinned, when they didn't live according to the Torah, so what happened? Then it wasn't any more kumar Hashem kibush ha'aretz al yedei Yeshua. That was gone. So since that was gone, so the Kedusha Sa'aretz, which the Kedusha Sa'aretz, which was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha was gone, was bubbled. But the Kedusha of Avinucha Yemar has no Tanayim attached to it. Avinucha Yemar, Shuvah Hashem, Rivvay Zafay Yisrael. that kedusha always exists. Note nine. Darn the masoi, that kedusha can become bottle, but not darn the nechaser. Okay. Mom says kivon shenil kechor haaretz mepneihem bottle kedushas haaretz. He says that since it was through kibush. What does it mean through kibush? Kibush means which kedusha? The kedusha of Arm Masoi. But since it was nilkecharetz midayim, it was removed. So the kedusha, so there was no more kumar hashem yifutzay vechar, because it was taken away from them. So what happened? So the kedushas haarein, the kedushas haaretz, which was through kibush haar, was through the haarein, was butter. Okay. Now he says like this. Now what's the raya? What's the raya that the kedusha sa'aron bin milchasai is not bottle? It's like this. The Rambam, sorry, Rambam, right? Rambam, yeah. Yes.
The nasa
remains, in other words,
it doesn't have the quality. It's
a question of whether it's one or two, but the result is that the kedusha sa'aron bin milchasai is never bottle, right? The kedusha sa'aron bin milchasai, I'm sorry, the kedusha sa'aron bin milchasai is never bottle, because there's no tnai in the pasuk of v'nucha yema, right? So even bizman hazeh, what's the halacha? The Bizman Azeh, what? The Kedusha of the Aron B'Menuchasai exists, and therefore the Kedusha Samigdash still exists. Because the Kedusha Samigdash is because of Aron B'Menuchasai. But he asked me one question. He asked me one question. True, that's all. But where is the Aron B'Menuchasai? There's no Aron B'Menuchasai? Since it's Kedusha's Aron B'Menuchasai, there is no Aron B'Menuchasai. Because the bias, the Kachar Kedashim, doesn't exist anymore. It was destroyed. So the Rambam answers it in Perik Dalar Allah Chalaf Hachas Beis Adchir. Honestly, yes. Even Oiso Bekedesh Hakadoshim. There was a stone in the Kedesh Hakadoshim. The Maravai, the western part, that's the further side, because you're going from the Mizrach. She'aleo Oyo Aron Munach. The Aron was resting on this. Ulefonov Tzintenes Hamon Umate Aron. And on then, before this, in front of it, back of it was the Tzintenes Hamon. I'm sorry, in front of it was Tzintenes Hamon. And the Mate Aharon, the Mate, you know, that had the Shkedim, right, for instance. Uve'ez Shebona Shlomo as a bias. And when Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, so V'yoda She'Soife L'Chorev, he knew that eventually the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. Bona Boi Mokoim Lignoiz Boi Ha'Aron. So he built a place where the Aron should be hidden, should be concealed. Place of Mokoim Geniza. Geniza, place where it should remain. B'matmunios Amukois V'al Kalkalis. In hidden through winding passageways, that it should be hidden under there. The Yeshio HaMelech Tziva, the Gunze B'Makom Shebana Shlomai. And Yeshio HaMelech, Yeshio HaMelech was a good Melech. He was the one that did the Tshuva. I mean, as far as the Melech is concerned, I mean, as far as being a Tzaddik, he was a Tzaddik. But he already received the Dvar Hashem that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Because of the Chatoim, but because he was good, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in your day it won't happen. In your day I'm not going to let it happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu postponed the Churban until after his door. So, but he knew already in the void that it's going to be destroyed. So what did he do? So, Tziva v'gunze b'makam shabana shleimai. So he was mitzavah that the Levim should put the Arin in the Gneza, in the place that Shlomo Melech built. Shenemar v'yemal alvim ha'mevinim l'chol Yisrael ha'kadoshim l'rashim. Tnuas Aroin HaKodesh Bebayis Asher Bona Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael Ein Lochem Maso Bakotev Ato Evdu Asher Hashem Alakechem. What does it mean, Ein Lochem Maso Bakotev? Ein Lochem Maso Bakotev means you can't carry the Aron anymore. What does it mean? It means the Aron B'Masoi is bottled, because HaKadosh Baruch is going to destroy the whole Eretz Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Ein Lochem Maso Bakotev, that Kiddush is gone. But take Masa Bakatev means to carry it. Pasuk is in it's not in Malachim. It's in Divrei Yomim. Around I think it's towards the end. Around Lama Gimel Lama Dalet. Not a second. So the towards the end over there. So he told them. He said there is no Ein Lachem Masa Bakatev. There is no more. You can't carry the Aron anymore. Why? Because the Aron B'Masai is going to be gone. Kumar Hashem Yifutzavech will be gone. But the Aron B'Nechase will remain, and that's why it was Mitzavet for the Gneza. See? So the Geniza was in order that the Kedushas HaMakoim of the Migdash in Yerushalayim should never become bottled, because the Aron B'Menuchasai will always be there. The Haraya that this was a real halacha of Hanocha, it wasn't just Tom, he said hide it there, but that halachically that was defined as Aron B'Menuchasai, because
when Shlomo Melech made that Makam Geniza, and the pasuk says Va'asim Shem Makam La'aron, what does it mean Va'asim Shem Makam La'aron? That halachically the Migdash is defined as a Makam La'aron, right? But there were two Makamas that he made, so both are defined halachically as Makam La'aron. So there's one Makam La'aron which is in the Beis HaMikdash and the Kachi Kedashim on top, but there's another Makam La'aron which is Gonuz underneath. That's also halachically defined as a Makam La'aron. So today, the Arayin is still B'mnechase. Why? Because the Arayin is in Beis Genizase, and Beis Genizase halachically is defined as Makam Arayin. So therefore, Kedusha Mikdash is not bottled as Manasseh. Therefore, Kedusha Mikdash isn't bottled as Manasseh. You understand what I mean? He was Mitzava the Levium. He was Mitzava the Levium. Why was he Mitzava the Levium? Why did the Levium have to do it? Because it had to be halachically. The Levium have to be Nasei the Arayin. And since this was a halacha of placing the Aron b'mnuchasai, so it had to be done precisely, just like bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash. See? Okay, do you understand it? Right? Okay. All right, that was Yeshua and the Aron b'mnuchasai, which is Aron b'mnuchasai, which is who? Which is the Aron of the Mikdash. But b'mnuchasai is two types. V'nucha yema, the pasuk. In the Teru, Venucha Yemar refers, there's two Venucha Yemars. One is a Venucha on top, and one is Venucha in the basic Nisa. Okay. Now the question is like this. How is the Aron Mekadesh? What exactly is Kedushas Aron? What type of Kedushas is Kedushas Aron? Is it a separate Halashem Kedusha? What type of Kedusha is it? What type of Kedusha? Yes. Why? Maha Melech hit it with the greatest Chokmah. That's why he uses three times. Matmonies, Akakales, and what was the three words? I forget the three words. But he's trying to show you, the Rambam is showing you that he used all his chachma to make sure that no one would be able to discover where it is. Oh, yeah, well, that was real. That was purpose of Gnisa. That was not good. Matmanis Hakalis was done in a way that nobody would find it. Masavakate. See? And he told them, on the contrary, it's more of a riot for the one that holds his one. Because it says, Ein lachem masa bakate. You can't use it anymore for battle. Because Mikumar Hashem Sadecha is gone. So now you have to bury it. Now there's only it. Is, in other words, if you say the pshat fits in better if it's one aron. Why? Because it says like this.
Right.
If there's two aronim, so leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. But if there's one aron, so then the halacha says like this. Then he said like this. He said, since there's one aron, why do you keep it on top? Because masa bakate. Because the Aron has this same Aron has to function as an Aron on Isaiah. You see? But now there's Ein Lachem Masa Bakatev. Because the Xeris Hashem was that the bias will be destroyed. So therefore, what do you have to do? You only need Makam Kedushas Aron B'Menachasei. So put it in Beis Kedushasei and have Kedushas Aron B'Menachasei. Puts it better that way. What is the Mekadosh of the Aron? What is the Mekadosh of the Aron? What is the essence of the Kedushas Aron? So the Rambam says in Perek Yud, Vilcha Sefer Torah Alacha Yud. Right? What does the Rambam say? He says, mitzvah liyachid makam l'sefer Torah. So the mitzvah liyachid a place for the sefer Torah. Just like the Aron itself. Just like the Aron itself. Alright? Why? Because he says that the dvorim shebeluchay sabris, heim shebechol sefer l'sefer. The words that are on the luchas abris are the same words as in the sefer Torah. So the Rav said that the Rambam holds there's an equation between Kedusha sefer Torah and Kedusha Aron. They both share the same kedusha. What is the kedusha? So what is the kedusha Aron now? The kedusha Aron is what? Is kedushas? The kedusha Aron, the kedusha Aluchas is a kedusha of kisvei kedush, because the Rambam says dvarim shebeluchas abris heim heim b'chol sefer v'sefer. So the Rambam says just like the Aron abris has to have a makam menucha, has to have an Aron. So too a sefer Torah. Just like the Luchas have to have an Aron, so too Sefer Torah has to have an Aron, right? So you see there's an equation between the two. So they both must share the same Kedusha. What's the Kedusha? It's Kedusha's Kisvei Kedush. Kedusha's Torah Shebiksav. That's the Kedusha. Kedusha's Torah Shebiksav. Okay? So therefore, it comes out like this. Therefore, it comes out like this. That the, what was Mekadesh, now we're getting back down to what was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael in time of Yeshua. We went from the Kibush to the Aron. From the Aron to the right, the Aron is Mekadesh. When I said Shechina before, I really was going a little bit philosophically. Kedushas Aron is really halachically, in other words like this, you have to distinguish between the halachic lines and the philosophical lines. Philosophically, of course, it's Shechina. But halachically, there is a Chetzer, there's a Chal Hashem Kedushas Aron. You see? You understand what I mean? It's a chaloshim kedushas aron. It's important. You mustn't confuse. The reason why I did it was because I want you to understand what the ideas were. You know what I mean? But there's a kedushas aron per se in halacha. That's kedusha. Now, what is the nature of this kedushas aron in halacha? Of course, we understand the purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the concept of kedushas aron, because it's all gilui shechina. It's all to that we should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand that. That's the philosophy. But the halachic structure is that there is a heftza shel kedushas aron. You see, that's in the halachic structure. That's an important point. So kedushas, what type of kedusha is? What is it? What's the nature of the kedushas? Haluchas kedushas aron. The nature is kedushas kisvei kedush. So what was kedush Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua?
Kedushas
aron. Which kedusha? Kedushas Torah shebiksav. Right. Okay. Kedushas aron. A person is not a kedush. So what was mekadosh Eretz Yisrael? The Aron. The Kedusha Sa'aron was Makadish, right? What is Kedusha Sa'aron? What is Kedusha Sa'aron? It's Kedusha Tarsha B'Ksav. So therefore, Kedusha Tarsha B'Ksav was Makadish, Eretz Yisrael. Okay? You understand? Yes. Yisrael in the time of who? In the time of Yeshua. Alright? Now, in the time that was through the Aron, because the Aron is Kedusha Tarsha B'Ksav. What was Makadish, Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra? What was Makadish, Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra? Did he? It couldn't be Kedusha Sa'aron, Kedusha Tarsha B'Ksav. It can't be. Why can't it be? Because I just told you who hid the Aron. Yoshio hid it, right? Yoshio was Bias Rishon and Bias Sheni. Of course. Bias Rishon. So therefore when Ezra came back, there was no Aron anymore. Because the Aron was already Beveis Ginizasa. So he didn't have the Kedusha Sa'aron. He didn't have Kedusha Kisvei Kedush. He didn't have Kedusha Tarsha B'Ksav. Why didn't he have? Because he didn't have the Aron. What was the representation? What was the actual Chafetz Shel Kedusha of Tarsha B'Ksav? The Aron. That was the entity, right? Now the Aron was gone because the Aron was Beveis Kenizasa. Yeshua Melech was Gunza, right? So therefore, there wasn't anymore an Aron B'Masai, right? There was no Aron Masai. Of course, there was no Tzvutas Ivan in his time, in Ezra, because Ezra came back with the permission of Kadosh. He himself couldn't do anything. So what kind of Tzvutas Ivan is this? With the permission of a guy, of a Melech. It was completely under his jurisdiction. So there was no Tzvutas Ivan. There was no Aron Masai. There was no Mekadosh of Kisvek, of Tarsha B'Ksav. It didn't exist, right?
Except in Sephora.
That was never a bottle. That was from the time of Yeshua HaMelech. It was always there, because he put the Aron Beveis Kenizasa. So what did you need Ezra for Kedushas Aron? But Kedushas Aron, he couldn't use Aron Masai. There was no Aron Masai. There was no Tzvutas Ivan. There was no Nisa Sanon, because he was completely under a Melech. So what was the Mekadesh? So the Mekadesh was the Teresh Baal Peh was Mekadesh. What's a chat? Teresh Baal Peh was Mekadesh?
I walked in with a
Gemara. What's a chat? Teresh Baal Peh was Mekadesh? What's your Teresh Baal Peh as Mekadesh? How could Teresh Baal Peh is different than Teresh Baal Ksav? One big difference. What's the big difference? Teresh Baal Ksav is represented in a Chefza. There's a Chefza of Kedusha of Teresh Baal Ksav. There's no Chefza of Kedusha of Teresh Baal Peh. The Gemara does not have a Chefza of Kedusha. The only reason you're not supposed to put a Gemara on the floor, you're not supposed to throw a Gemara, is because it's a Maisa which reflects that you don't have any kind of Teresh. But you're not actually doing a mice. A person should throw a Gemara on the floor, you see, he's not taking a Dovah Shebekdusha and breaking and being violating the Kedusha of the Chefza. Because there's no Kedusha of Chefza. If a person takes a Sefer Torah and puts it on the floor, that's a violation of Kedusha of Chefza. Because the Sefer Torah has a Chefza Shel Kedusha. But you're not allowed to throw a Gemara on the floor for different reasons, because you're doing an action which shows that you don't care about the... So it's a mice which is a Mevatel Torah. That's right, that's the law. But it's a different concept than the concept of Teresh B'Ksav. Why? Because Teresh B'Ksav is a Chefza Shel Kedusha. Film is a Chefza Shel Kedusha. So in Teresh Baal Peh there is no Chefza. So how were they Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael through Teresh Baal Peh? How? One way. By performing the Maisa Mitzvahs properly. By living according to the Derech HaTorah. That's how they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael through Teresh Baal Peh. Through the only way Teresh Baal Peh is represented in the Chai Adam. Teresh Baal Peh isn't a concrete chefza. But Teresh Baal-Peh is something which is represented in the way a person lives. That's the Teresh Baal-Peh. That's what the Rambam meant by Chazaka. Chazaka means that they went to Eretz Israel, they lived there, Al-Pitera, and the living there, Al-Pitera, which means that's living there, Al-Pitera, is Kedush Teresh Baal-Peh, that was Mekadosh Eretz Israel. That's what Chazaka means. Okay?
Right.
That's why the difference was, the big difference between Chazaka and between Kibush is like this, that in Kibush it happened simultaneously, one interval. In other words, the Cheftz of Teresh B'Ksav was Mekadosh the whole Eretz Yisrael. So it was a different type of Kedusha. But over here, by Teresh B'Peh, there is no Cheftz of Mekadosh. What is Mekadosh? The Maisa of Chazaka. So each individual, the person who lived in this land and he lived according to Eretz Yisrael was Mekadosh the land. Each person, as he came, was Mekadosh that little bit of land. You see? Each person was Mekadosh that little bit of land. Okay. By the way, how do you know that the Kedusha that we have today is a Kedusha that is not in terms of one whole Eretz Yisrael, but it's piecemeal? That's the other Rambam I told you. The Rambam in Trumais. Rambam Perek Aleph Halach Yud. The Rambam says that if you sell land to a guy, so it's not Mafkiya Midei Trumais and Maisers. You got the Rambam over there? Not Mafkiya Midei Trumais and Maisers. The Rambam adds, because it's a machlaika, so the Rambam paskins that it's not mafkia. Sorry, it's wrong. Mafkia. But the Rambam made something over there. The Rambam said like this.
Right.
So, it's a machlaika thing about whether if the guy buys land, if he's mafkia midei trumas ma'aseres, mina mitzvahs. So he says, no. The Rambam says it's not mafkia mina mitzvahs. Lefikach, therefore, it says, M'chazah Yisrael v'lachom imenu, ain't it kibush yachid. It's not kibush yachid. Why should this be? In other words, the Rambam held that if I would hold the other way, that he is mafkiyas, then it would be kibush yachid. Right? What does it mean kibush yachid? It means this little piece of land went out of the, is not out of Israel anymore. And this individual is a conqueror, and there's no such thing as a kibush yachid. Right? So the Rav said that the one time asked him or his father, this Reb Chaim, why did the Rambam imagine that one piece of land, one little piece of land is going to be the Kam Chutz Laretz, one piece of land, the middle Eretz or Kam Chutz Laretz, and the rest it doesn't make any sense. So Reb Chaim said, the reason is because what was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra? Chazaka, right? Chazaka was each individual. So each little piece of land becomes Kaddish. So therefore, each piece of land can become Mufka. Individually, if I would have held Yesh Kinyan Lakum, if the Ram would have passed in the other way, so then that little piece of land right in the middle of Eretz Yisrael would become Chutz Laretz. You see? But we don't pass in that way. But it would have been. Why? Because the Kedusha of Ezra wasn't the Kedusha of an instantaneous Kedusha. There was no Cheftza that was Mekadesh. It was the way that it was the fact that the people lived there. So each person was Mekadesh his little piece of land. See? And that's why Bezman Azeh. I mean, if we would have paskin that Yesh Kerech Lafkiya, so then you can mafkiya in each land individually, because it's a different type of Kedusha. Kedusha Ezra was a different type of Kedusha. That's the Yerushalmi. That Yukam Matan Barim Rishon Rishon. They came in one shot. Matan Barim Rishon Rishon. Okay. Now, yeah, go ahead. Teresh Vapez Mekadesh. So if Teresh Vapez Mekadesh, so then it can't become Bittul anymore. Because the Bittul, you see, Bittul's only possible when you have a chetza, when you have a chetza, but the kedusha se'aretz of Teresh Baal-Peh can't become bottled. That's it. Now he says like this. He says, now we'll answer the first question. Question is, how could Ezra remove takanas Moshe Rabbeinu? So he said like this. He said there were two mekachim. There was a mekadosh of Teresh B'Ksav in the time of Yeshua, right? And there was a second mekadosh of Teresh Baal-Peh in the time of Ezra, right? Now he says, what was Takanas Moshe? Takanas Moshe was to make sure to read the Torah every 3 days, right? He says, Takana wasn't just to read the Torah every 3 days. Takana was to read the Dovra Mekadesh every 3 days. What is the Dovra Mekadesh in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? Was Teresh B'Ksav. What was Dovra Mekadesh in the time of Ezra? Teresh Baal-Peh. So therefore, Ezra's Takana really wasn't a new Takana. Ezra's Takana was really Takana's Maisha. But the Gzeres HaKasav of Eitivcha V'Hirvacha Me'Avesecha told you that what? That it's not Teresh B'Ksav anymore. It's Teresh Baal-Peh. That's the Torah tells you that what's Mekadosh. The Mekadosh is Teresh Baal-Peh, right? And Takana's Maisha Rabbeinu was to read the Dovra Mekadosh. So therefore what? So therefore once
once Ezra came into existence and the pasuk of Etivcha ve'hirbacha ma'asecha projected itself onto Ezra and said, now Teresh Baal Paz the Mekadesh, right? Ah, so now what was Takanas Moshe? To read the Davar Mekadesh. So now what do you have to read? Teresh Baal Paz. So therefore, Ezra, therefore, Bizman Hazeh, you could never lane anymore unless you have Yud Psukim, you see, and three Gavras. Why? Because that's Teresh Baal Paz. That's Teresh Baal Paz. Excuse me? The case. So why was Tirgum? Why is Tirgum only a minig? And also the other question is that the that actually reading ten psukim is according to the way the Rav said before is a kiyum in Torah shebiksa.
Right.
All right. There's one thing. That's the shir. That's the shir. Okay. You have the shir? All right. Now I'll tell you. Let me ask you certain points that certain points of the Shia the way I understand. Yes? Kedusha Sefer Torah. If you lose Sefer Torah, it's bottle. But Kedusha Sefer Torah can't become bottle. It's an abstract thing.
No, I want to know how it can be Mekadesh. What are the rights of being Mekadesh?
That it's a Mekadesh?
Yeah.
That's a Mekadesh? That's Chazak. That's Pshat and Chazak. That's Pshat and
Chazak. So there are there's no source at all. Just
the only source is Chazak. What does Chazak mean? That you're going to Chazak. Okay. That's it. No, Miksav is Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. So you see that Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha Sefer Torah. If it's Kedusha Sefer Torah, there's no Torah of Miksav. So it's not too far-fetched to say that it's Torah Shabbat. You understand what I mean? Okay. Let me just claim the name on a Shesh and Gemara says that from our Rebbeim, I mean, we have everything from the Bali Masera, and as far as I'm concerned, I mean, everything that I have, all the learning I have is from the Rav. But nevertheless, in Torah, you understand very well that there's no such thing as an authoritarian system. But we have to understand it as far as we can, and if we fool ourselves just because somebody says something, so then it's valueless. This is the shir that the Rav gave. The difficulties of things that I don't understand this year is one, first of all, I didn't see in the first half of this year why you have to say that the kiyum of understanding Torah Shebiksav is a kiyum in Torah Shebiksav. It seemed to me much simpler to say that understanding Torah Shebiksav is a kiyum in Torah Shebiksav. Do you understand what I mean? In other words, the Rav was machalik between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav you don't have to understand. You could read through Pesukim without understanding. You have Kim Mitzvah Torah Shebiksav. Understanding, if you read a Mishnah, you don't understand it, it's worthless. Right? So there's a difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebiksav, right? Now he asked, what if you understand Torah Shebiksav? Right? And he answered that it has two Kiyum. There's a Kiyum in Torah Shebiksav of reading, and there's a Kiyum in Torah Shebiksav of understanding. To me, it seems to me that it would be simpler to say, and that to that question, that understanding Torah Shebiksav is Torah Shebiksav. There's no need to say that there's two kiyumim in the Torah Shebiksav. Moreover, it would seem that if we'd say it that way, the answer that he gave would be would seem to fit him better. Why? Because if you say the mitzvah is to read the Davar Mekadesh, and the Mekadesh is Torah Shebiksav, and according to him, the kiyum understanding Torah Shebiksav is a kiyum in. Understand Torah Shebiksav is a kiyum in Torah Shebiksav, right? So it comes out that when Ezra was Masakin to read 10 Psukim, that means to understand Torah Shebiksav. It still is Torah Shebiksav. If you're supposed to read Davar Mekadesh, so you're supposed to be reading Torah Shebiksav, right? However, if you say that understanding Torah Shebiksav, understand Torah Shebiksav is Torah Shebiksav, so then Takanas Ezra is Torah Shebiksav. But this question still remains. If that's the case, so then he should have made Tirgum mandatory. That question I get on an answer for. If that's the case, so he should have made Tirgum mandatory. Because originally he could say he didn't want to change from Takanas Moshe. That's why we said he didn't want to make Tirgum mandatory, right? But now he's not changing anymore from Takanas Moshe. What is he doing? He's telling you what that was Takanas Moshe. If that was Takanas Moshe, so then there's no need to be worried about making any changes. On the contrary, that's Takanas Moshe. Tirgum is mandatory. See, Tirgum is mandatory. Here goes mandatory. Okay? Alright. That's what I have to point out about this year. Why do you think the Rav broke it up into two parts? By the way, I thought he said at the end, he said when he finished this year, he said that was the best I could do. That's okay. So I couldn't do any better. Yeah, he's finished. I couldn't do any better.
But I want you to know, it does not take away from the shir itself. Because the ideas in the shir, I mean, what is a shir really? A shir is, there is a certain beauty of tying everything in. You know, showing, of tying all the concepts in. But individually, the concepts that he said, I mean, regardless of the tying, if you feel the tying isn't 100% okay, but the ideas along the way, beautiful. I mean, so what's the difference? It does, oh, it's pretty nice, it ties in. But the ideas you have along the way, fantastic ideas, every single one of them. So it's not, learning isn't a show. I mean, learning is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is, okay, so if that little piece is difficult, the way it ties in, then fine. But nevertheless, all the ideas you have along the way are tremendous ideas. So that shouldn't diminish. It shouldn't diminish. Okay. Now, the last thing I wanted to ask you was, why do you think the Rav broke it up into two parts? First part, he says, now's the end of part one of this year. And then he started the second part of this year. Why do you think so? You see, in the second half of this year, it's true that everything he said was correct. If you notice, the Pesukim and the Raya's, he didn't even bring half of the Raya's. There are many more Raya's could have brought. For the Aaron Hashem, and he's constantly said that that's all. But the question is one thing. It's true that it's all. But the question is whether this is a halachic concept. See? Whether this is a halachic concept. For instance, the Aron is Kevesh. Yeah, of course, the philosophy is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Kevesh. And the Kedushas Aron, the reason why there has to be an Aron and I say is that Klal Yisrael must always know that they're not Kevesh. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Kevesh. That's why the Pasuk says, Rambis Hashem, Moshele, Moshe, Mitarim, Mekavim, Machanah. You see? That's true that it's so. But is this philosophical, or did this take on halachic form? That's the question. The Rav didn't have any raya that it took on halachic form. It's true philosophically, it is true that's so. But what raya do you have that it took on a halachic form? There's nothing to go by except the Rambam of Kibush, and the Rambam of Kibush doesn't say anything. That's why the Rav called that the second part. Because in the first part, everything that he mentioned, he had a halachic raya straight down from the source of halacha, from the Yad HaChazaka. By Yad HaChazaka, I mean the Torah, which is halacha. But for the second part, it's true that it's so. I mean, raya's are beautiful rayas. But what raya do you have that these philosophical concepts were embodied in a halachic system? There is no raya for that, you see? That's why I called it the second part of the shir. Because the second part of the shir was a theoretical. That's theoretical. By theoretical, I mean a theoretical possibility, but he didn't have any raya that was halachic. Now, that's all I have to say about the analysis here. Okay, yeah. Ten psukim is kriya l'shem limud. L'shem limud. So it's l'shem tarshim.